You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret
it? Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
We're back. That's right, everybody. We're back. This is Robert P. Kelly. Oh, for SAG, Robert Donlan Kelly.
Did you say Donald?
Donlan.
Oh, Donlan. Nice. Donlan.
I said Donlan. They had to change my name for SAG because it was already, when I was joining SAG, there was a Robert Kelly.
Uh-huh.
There was a Bobby Kelly.
Yeah.
There was a Robert P. Kelly.
Sure.
There was a Robert Patrick Kelly.
Wow.
Wow.
So I had to pick my mother's maiden name, Robert Donlan Kelly.
Okay. Super Irish.
So they're... And you'd know. It's going to be a good one. So Robert Donlan Kelly.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So in some things, there have been some things where it's been Robert Donlan Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll start writing like fucking books.
It sounds sophisticated.
Yeah, Robert Donlan Kelly.
Fan fiction.
Yeah.
Porn fan fiction.
What'd you say? What,
porn fan fiction.
Yeah. I have such a fucking small little voice for a big guy.
porn fan fiction. Porn fan fiction.
All right. Let's go around the room. We got a full boat. I know I always fucking say. I'm not going to. Scopo, I don't want, dude. I don't want it. Dude, we have too many people, dude. Dude. Listen. I'm sorry. You're right. All right?
I didn't say anything.
We booked three people, but Omar's on, which is four or five people.
Well, you needed a black guy. You
need diversity. Yeah.
Look at this room right now.
Look, we needed it. We kind of have to.
Have to.
The word is have to.
I'll fucking take
it.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Whatever gets me.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show, though. Let's just try not to talk over each other. I don't want to give any pep talks, but you guys are all professionals. This crew is a good crew. You know what I mean? You know, because it's mostly one guy. But, no, I'm kidding. you're Puerto Rican. You're not black. I thought you were a black dude.
Yeah.
We went over this yesterday, Bobby.
I'm not sure you're not black.
Yeah, you're not black.
No, I'm not black.
I think you might be black.
You look like a black dude.
Yeah.
Are you Puerto Rican and black?
I'm saying Puerto
Rican. I'm just Puerto Rican.
Personality-wise.
Yeah, but Bobby and I went over this yesterday. He's like, you're not black. I was like, but I can say the N-word.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah. No.
Don't say that. I'm on a show.
It made him so uncomfortable yesterday.
Yeah, I don't like hearing the
N-word. I went to his trailer. I was like, Bobby. Yeah. He's like, don't. Come on, dude.
But honestly, your voice doesn't sound like a voice that would say the N-word. Like, you sound like me saying the N-word if you were to say it.
Yeah.
You do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's, like when Patrice would say it, it would make me laugh.
Right.
Because he would say it in a very funny way. Like a question. Like when he was asking me a question, instead of saying Bobby, he'd be like, I knew what he meant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want, we can't say that anymore. I'm on a TV show and I don't want to get kicked off. I don't want to do an apology tour for you Puerto Rican.
That's better?
Now that'll go viral.
That's better?
You call him Puerto Rican.
I know. I'm going to fucking have a parade coming after me.
I'll make sure of it.
Easy.
No, well.
All right, so go around the room and introduce fucking everybody, please.
All right, to my right, we have Tim Dillon.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. I'm back. Very excited to be here.
Last time you were here, the Mets were in the playoffs.
Yes.
I remember that, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It's a long time.
It was a while ago.
Where you been, dude?
Well, I've been around. Just been, doing stuff. Homeless. No, I'm kidding.
Are you
homeless? No, I'm joking. I'm joking around.
Oh, please.
No, I've been around. No, I think there's been a couple of times I was supposed to do it. I got caught up with something else.
You look...
binge eating and,
big time.
Nothing to do with my career.
I thought we made a pact.
Sleeping. We did make a pact last year.
Yeah, and what happened?
It lasted a few days.
Did you do it?
I had an insomnia cookie... 5 minutes ago before I got here. And Donnelly, I get in the fucking insomnia cookies. Donnelly's right in front of me, and literally without even thinking, he's on the show. I'm like, this fat fuck in front of me and me are going to be sandwiched together in Insomnia Cookies, by the way, which is the size of a porta potty. And you think that they'd make it a little bigger. Yeah. It's the size of a porta potty. And me and Donnelly just squeezing in for real estate, notice each other, don't say anything, and laugh. And then Donnelly goes, don't say anything to anybody about this. That's where I've been.
And then Tim, like, the door, for some reason, the door didn't have a handle. And
the guy's like, Ilya.
Yeah, he's so excited to get in there.
And the kid propped it open.
Yeah.
And then Tim closed it, because I think the AC, right?
Yeah, I closed it, because I'm sweating like a pig. Yeah, I said, let's get some air.
And then the kid got so pissed on the way out. I go, dude, it was him. I go, it was Tim. He's the one who closed the door.
You're ratting on
him. And the kid was
You really do. You have Kennedy skin.
Yeah. That's a Kenna Bunkport outfit.
Yeah,
true.
Like
translucent. Yeah. You could see me dying through my skin.
He's like a fucking hot sailor.
You killed a girl and put the car in the river.
Just a fucking red-faced chubby dude on a sunfish. Hey, you could play a politician. I see you,
I look like a corrupt like there's like, a 13-year-old boy on CNN talking about the late night. I asked him to come to my office. Rob Ford. When Rob Ford died, I tweeted.
Did you feel a
R.I.P. dad, R.I.P. my father.
Really?
And people on Twitter that thought it was real. They thought I was literally Rob Ford. Son,
that's so funny.
Some people said I'm sorry. Like I'm so like legit. Hey man, really sorry. You know,
you could if I was casting a politician in a show. Do you act? Are you acting?
Yeah, well, I acted as a little kid. I can do some acting. I'm ready to do the Rob Ford son or a young Rob Ford.
Rob Ford, or
young Lou Pearlman, that pedophile.
Yeah, I could do that.
There's three or four roles I could play. Crack addicts, but they're all horrible people.
Wait a second, I've never met a thin crack addict.
Yeah,
I mean a fat one.
No, Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
He wasn't an addict.
He wasn't an addict. He did crack because he knew he was dying. So he just went out and did everything.
Is that true? Is that what happened?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that he found out that he had a fucking
terminal. It makes a lot more sense.
He had a terminal cancer?
Doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm about to explain it.
I thought he didn't have a heart attack.
You go ahead, explain it. You talk. You tell me what happened.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm going to fucking tell you. I'm in the middle of explaining what happened. Yeah. He goes, he had a heart attack.
Oh, we're all talking here. We're just talking.
I'm listening. I'm an example of what you should be doing. Well, Bobby, please continue.
Phil, thank you so much.
Hey, no problem, man. It's just respect.
And he's actually from Canada. And he's
Happened to be an expert on the subject.
Okay, I'm going to pretty much say this. You tell me if I'm correct. I'm pretty sure that he found out he was dying, and he said, fuck it, and he went out and just did whatever.
I'm not sure, but...
You could just back me up if you didn't know.
I think so.
That makes a lot of sense.
How long? I didn't know he knew he was sick for that long.
I think he knew he was a fucking sickie. That's the conspiracy I heard.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That he knew he was going to fuck it. He was sick. And he was like, you know what? Fuck it. And he just went and just did drugs and did whatever. He's going to be dead anyways.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Good for him.
Why not?
Yeah, you could definitely play him.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
You could play the story of...
I could play Ursula the Sea Witch if she can. There's a lot. Bobby, I'm very versatile. There's a lot of things I could do.
Tommy Boy, what's his name?
Chris Farley. I love that three of the people that I can play are dead. That's literally, they're underground.
Look how much you do look like Rob Ford.
I do. I do look a lot like Rob Ford. Yeah. I liked him. He's a commanding presence.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't the worst, you know?
No, you could definitely do that.
I'm into it.
You could be a Kennedy. You could play Ted Kennedy.
Right. Yeah, corrupt politician, tent preacher.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, retired detective. I have like a weird, they're all overlapping.
Well, you should get it like on Gotham. You could be a great shitty cop on Gotham.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I could.
Right? You could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a theater background? What do you do?
I mean, when I was a kid, I was an actor. I was a child actor.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that before.
But I haven't done any serious acting in a while.
Did that go from when you're a kid and you're acting, which is pretty much overacting, right?
You were overacting and sounding like the way I do. I always had a gravelly voice. So,
even back then?
Yeah. So even like casting directors, I was a good looking little kid. I'd walk in the room and they'd smile and they'd be like, oh, this might work. And then I'd be like, hello. And they'd be like, Jesus Christ. And you'd see their faces like drop. They go,
you sound like Joan Rivers.
Yeah. It was not good.
Harvey Firestein.
Yeah. There was no roles for like a loan shark.
Hello.
It was seven. You know?
Oh, that's hilarous.
Yeah. It was rough.
That'd be a great loan shark though. A seven year old loan shark.
Yeah. If I was like, if you know, but
yeah,
so
that's something Louis would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, Lou, you owe me money. I know. I'm going to get it. I used to. That's great, man. Yeah. Well, I hope you pursue that.
Well,
because I saw your comedy.
Okay,
you should definitely pursue acting. No,
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We get it.
I appreciate it.
That's shit. I might have to. If I have to get up at any point, I anoint Phil the host of the show.
All right, cool.
Whoa.
Good call.
Okay.
Good call, yeah.
I was going to anoint you.
Yeah.
But why? What did I do?
You fucking failed me.
Yeah.
Come on, so did he, obviously.
But no, you failed me worse.
Why?
Because me and you, when we did the pact and we put hands on hands,
yeah,
your hand was on mine.
Yeah, but he never took that pact seriously.
He didn't.
You were like, no, yeah, I'll do it.
He warned you that he would.
Whatever.
I tried it. I tried it.
How fast?
I think
the next day I see you eating a cheeseburger.
No, that's not true. You didn't see me eating cheese. I don't eat cheeseburgers, first of all.
Jesus. It's potatoes.
It was probably...
It was French fries?
No, he doesn't eat French fries. He's he eats potatoes like fucking cows eat hay. Okay? I've never seen a fucking person eat a mound of potatoes.
Yeah, he eats mashed potatoes.
Baba.
They're good, though.
I think
but he eats them. It's like cereal to a kid.
Yeah.
You get him here, right?
I'm excited.
You get him here?
I get him here,
They're good here, yeah.
They're really good here.
Yeah, they're really good.
But you don't eat fucking potatoes. You don't eat potatoes. 2 days in a row, unless it's Thanksgiving.
For some reason, they give you an extra amount of potatoes here. They give you like a larger amount of potatoes.
We get the same meal all the time.
Why?
Because potatoes cost 15 cents to make 75 pounds.
It's a depression meal.
Yeah. Yeah. The Irish are sad. We're a sad people.
They want to fill you up because they don't want you to eat all the fucking chicken wings.
I didn't last.
They're like, give Fatty as many potatoes as he wants so he doesn't fucking get dessert.
I'm sorry that I disappointed you.
What was the pack? I don't know the pack.
No, so,
of course you didn't.
No grains and no sugars.
Fucking twig. What? fucking healthy parents.
Yeah, what's up with this guy here? He doesn't quite fit in.
Okay, he fits perfectly in for this show. If I had another one of you, it wouldn't fit. So I'm glad I had Skinny.
This is like a really good Tetris game right now.
So listen, Phil, I'm very happy you're here.
Yeah, I'm pumped, man.
I'm very, and you know, can I say something? You look like you put on a few pounds.
I did. I gained weight.
Of muscle or something, right?
Yeah, I exercised.
You've been exercising?
Yeah, well, I took that pack seriously. I wasn't even involved. Just out of respect for Bobby.
Shut up, Phil.
It's true.
It's a great name to tell somebody to shut up. Right?
Whatever, Phil.
Yeah, it doesn't work that great with, like, Bob.
No.
Shut up, Bob.
Shut up,
Phil.
Shut up, Phil.
Kevin. No. How you been, buddy?
I've been good, man.
Yeah, what's going on?
Really good. I just got back. I did a movie. We're talking about acting. I just did a movie in Columbia.
That's no great. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Columbia, like down?
Yeah.
Really?
South America, yeah.
No, Columbia, what the college.
He's a student.
On the campus. He just filmed a porno at Columbia.
What was it? It had to do with drugs, right?
No. did we do drugs? No, we didn't do drugs in the movie. It's it was about, I play like a wedding photographer. I go to this destination wedding.
In Columbia.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Mexico, but Mexico is too dangerous, so they shot it in Columbia.
How funny is that? Whoa. That Columbia is less
safe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was crazy to say. Like, the first week when we were just rehearsing and stuff, we were like downtown in like a sketchy neighborhood. It was totally safe.
Where in Columbia?
In Santa Marta.
Oh, wow.
Now, yeah, it was like a resort.
Now, can I ask you a question? Now, where does this movie come from? How does this come about? You get a call from who?
It's crazy. The director, writer is a Canadian guy, filmmaker named Pavan Mundy.
Pavan Mundy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Big P.
I have no idea who he is.
He's great. He was so good. But,
oh, my God.
He saw...
Pavan Mundy?
Dude, it's a...
I have all his Betamaxes.
His IMDb page.
Dude, you got a PM movie?
He saw... yeah, man.
Woo!
he saw a late night set from like years ago and contacted me. He's like,
how funny is that?
It's crazy. And he's like, I saw your Ferguson. I want you to be in this movie. And I was like, okay. Like, I was polite, but I was like, okay, that's probably never gonna happen. And then like every 6 months, he'd be like, hey man, we got some funding. We're writing, da 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 da. And then in the fall, he's like, it looks like it's gonna happen. And then January, he's like, yeah, February 6th, it's for sure. We're gonna go.
Now, can I just go through this step by step real quick? So you get this movie, and is there money involved for you?
SAG? It was ACTRA, which is a Canadian SAG.
So you get nothing.
You
get free.
They give you a moose.
You got
a
smile. You got free health care.
You get recyclables that you return and.
What did you get?
It's yeah. Sag.
Tim Hortons actor, card. Actor.
I was going to say Tim Canadian Hortons Tire. Do you guys know what Canadian Tire is?
Nope.
Yeah.
No. Oh, do you? All right.
Yeah.
See, what Bobby's, is that? Bobby's culture.
I don't know. There's I just no want to
it's like it. Home. It's like the Canadian Home Depot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's like it was like a union. It was like
really?
An independent film.
So they
union.
Fly you down there.
Fly you
down. First
yep.
class.
It was comfort class. Ooh. So it was, oh. you can see first class.
That's the Canadian first class.
First class was within reach. It was in reach. I can see him, man.
Good comfort class.
I love that they took the five seats right before first class and gave you like 4 centimeters more room.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
yeah.
call it comfort.
Yeah.
And they charge you $50 to $80 yeah. more dollars for comfort class.
Yeah. Just
yeah.
scam.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, they let you board it first, right?
Yeah.
After first.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about your dumb bag and some fucking Hasidic Jew putting a hat up there before you. right?
yeah. So it was comfortable.
So that's great. And so you go down to Columbia. Are you scared at all?
I was tripped out because I've never acted.
You did drugs.
I didn't do drugs.
Oh, why were you tripped out?
Oh, I like a long time ago.
I was just
no,
being
oh,
silly.
No.
And where's the bomb? I got it. Okay, great.
I was tripped out just because I'd never acted before.
Ever.
I did a couple of car commercials.
That's acting.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not a movie.
Like 10
Canada,
years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a Piva.
And I was the lead.
Whatever.
I was the main
Stop
guy.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You're the lead?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you were the lead?
Yeah, they always have the best looking guy.
Oh,
the
my
lead.
God.
And they flew you comfort class?
That is the most.
Yeah.
insane.
Who's
your
insane.
Manager?
What
who the fuck?
What,
is your
fuck?
What did the extras fly in? Like
what did, what did.
Cargo hold.
What are the. What's the director's name again?
Pavin.
What did PM do? Did he fly first or comfort?
We were on different flights.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know why.
Yeah, what kind of hotel are you in down there?
It was like a resort. It was nice.
So they had a pool?
Yep, many right. pools.
So now you
One day during shooting, a cow ran into one of the pools.
Oh, get out of here.
So yeah, it was like a rogue
so
cow.
So it was rural.
Rogue cow.
So it was rural.
No, it was just on. Yeah, it was just on the beach. Like, yeah, it was a resort, yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to get a cow out of a pool?
It looked difficult. It looked difficult.
You know what doesn't
I
work?
I was busy starring in a movie, but it did look difficult.
See, Phil, at the end.
People were going nuts. People were, because it was in the resort. It got into the resort area.
Yeah.
And people, Colombians that were on vacation, were losing their shit.
Can they run into a cow? Can they run cows?
Can yeah.
they,
cows yeah. can, they can trot.
They can, run. Like yeah. trot.
They can yeah. trot. They yeah. can't really run.
I ran all the way here. So yeah.
Ah, oh. Self-deprecating. That's
Self-burn.
Not. All right, I'm going to get back to this, but I got to go over to Shawnee time. Shawnee, what's up?
Nothing. What's up? Why?
I'm sorry. Introduce everybody. I let him introduce.
Did we introduce Phil?
No, you
we
didn't
did.
Introduce me.
Phil Hanley, star of a PM movie.
Sundowners. It's called Sundowners.
Oh, just take sun out.
it's called yeah. Sundowners.
It's called. It's how you. Dad, sorry.
Oh, is that it? Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's how you got it.
You
go to the fucking next one.
Sure, there we have.
You have the timing.
Well,
of
I don't know. You, you were going back and forth with each other.
No, there was no form.
I don't know. You just stopped. You fucking stopped on a dime.
You have the comic timing of a fucking shadrool on the street. I say boom, bang, boom, then bang.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like jazz, dog.
It's pretty simple.
Then we have Sean Donnelly here.
Yay.
Shawnee time.
Hey, Shawnee, I stick with Pax Donnelly.
Alrighty.
Where's that bandana? What's I
Hang
stick
on.
With
Lastly, that was fucking comic timing.
Yeah, we got, I'm getting better. I'm learning.
Good.
Lastly, first time Omar Capra.
How you doing, guys?
Omar,
hey,
you,
Omar.
How are you fitting in that chair? No, really, how?
No, shit is rough.
It's rough?
Rough over here, yeah.
We tried to get you another chair, brother, but it's not happening.
My ass is coming out of the sides of it, and my hip bones are
Omar,
killing me right
Omar
now.
Is actually, he was he did a couple episodes,
Bobby's,
I believe.
Bobby's stand-in.
Sex
that was good.
That was pretty good. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Too many ends.
Too many ends.
Too many ends. But he was on the show, and he plays a security guard on the show. Very funny.
No shit.
He's actually Campbell Scott's security guard, and he follows him around with like fucking bags of.
Grass.
Like grass, but real, not weed.
Yeah, like literal grass.
Like grass.
Oh, really?
Like real. We're eating grass.
We're eating grass and fucking tree bark, and it's a whole fucking crazy thing.
It's funny. That tree bark was still pretty good, though.
Yeah, but he's pretty funny. He was cracking me up on the show. Found out he's a comic.
Yeah.
And then I know they have I'm over in my trailer. I got a triple banger, nice trailer with the you know the bed and the TV and the blah blah. And then I he's how tall are you?
6'8".
6'8". How much do you weigh?
I'm 450.
Wow.
So I'm walking by the honey wagon, right? For those of you who don't know, in the movies or TV, there's trailers. And each, you know, the like Dennis has a full trailer. The whole trailer.
He's got the whole Hanley. Yeah.
Then they have triple bangers where the rest of us go, which is pretty much a nice, beautiful couch that comes out to a bed, a chair, you know, a TV, refrigerator, your own bathroom, so on and so forth.
And mine
double banger is the same thing except a little bigger. Right. Then there's the honey wagons where they put like day players or blah, blah, blah. But it's pretty much just a bench.
And a pull-up table.
And a pull-up table.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I walk by and I see his character's name on one of those honey wagons. And I'm just like, how?
It says Burly.
It says Burly Guy.
Burly Guy.
And I'm like, how is he even? I barely fit on the fucking thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? I have to lie on my side and use physics. Like, I have to hold a book on my shoulder to balance me. You know what I mean?
The PA would be like, it's time to put you back in solitary. Let's fucking go.
So I went over and I was like, dude, come hang in my trailer.
Yeah. Bam Bam's Cafe.
He's Bam Bam Cafe. We had a good time yesterday.
It was a good time.
We had him, Jack Leary,
right.
Rehab, Johnny Ailes, and then we got this really pretty...
What was her name?
Shit, I forget.
Yeah.
Come on.
I forgot.
Amy?
I forgot.
Amy? I don't know. I thought she's all the beautiful blondes walking by. Uh-huh. And I just went, hey.
That was my, called her from
I went,
trailer.
Hey. Yeah. And she went, hi. And I went, hi. She went, hi. And then I went, what are you doing? And she came back. She went, excuse me? I go, come on in. That was my thing back in the day.
When you act like you had a stroke? Is that what that
was?
Anytime I was, we got Lauren. Let's introduce fucking sexy Lauren.
Hi.
Hey, Lauren.
Lauren, you're looking fucking really good today.
She's good, I know.
Did you get a tan?
It's fake.
See, I don't even know what your tits are this week. Are you an A cup this week?
I think I'm back to an A. I was a C.
Are you an A?
No.
What
I'm
are
like
you?
A full C.
You're a full C?
Yeah.
What are you? I mean, are they fucking? Did you have a kid at some point?
I'm wearing a T-shirt.
Okay.
I'm not looking, by the way.
What?
I wasn't looking.
Okay, we got Deepu over here. How you doing, Deepu?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You feeling
Deepu
better?
Looks like he just woke up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Every time I see him.
Well, I'm wearing like a white T-shirt right now.
Yeah, that's like wake up shirt to wear.
I'm scared to wear most of my shirts because Bobby's gonna slam me for whatever. I wear. So most of the wardrobe is out of the question.
It's not white. It's off-white.
Yeah, he didn't clean it. Yeah,
I'm off-white.
I think Al Pacino. And then we have, of course, Chris Scopo.
You had nothing?
I had too much. It all came tumbling out of me. It's just, fuck, man.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Chris Scopo, who's like my son, for God's sakes. I hope not. Uh-huh. I hope my son has two things. Kindness and common sense. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
I got one of them.
Yeah, you do.
I got
and
kindness.
It's definitely not common sense.
You have common sense for the most part.
Are you fucking dumb? Are you out of your fucking mind? Sorry.
Look how far you jumped in my throat.
He killed my grass!
What? What do you mean he killed
Scopo
your grass?
Scopo killed your grass?
Why are you supposed to be watering your grass?
Here's the deal.
I thought this was over.
It's almost been a year.
First of all, I look at my yard.
Every time I do go to Bobby's, he goes, look at the grass you killed.
My grass is so beautiful right now. It's green. I mean, fluorescent green.
Uh-huh.
My backyard is the backyard I fucking always dreamed of having. Beautiful grass. And it almost didn't make it twice because of this fucking...
What did you do to it? Would you pee on it or something?
I'll tell you what he did. He didn't fuck... I says, whatever you do, do not turn the knob to the right off. And what did fucking eggplant do?
Turn.
What did fucking chicken bona fortuna do? What did that fucking lasagna fucking do? He fucking.
I turned it to the right.
Turned it off, and then he goes. I go. Did you do that? I did not, Bobby.
Very sternly. Don't think I did that.
But then he goes. He goes. I did not. I go. You didn't turn it off. He goes. I did not. I go. You didn't turn the fucking knob to the right. He goes.
I really don't.
And then he goes. I. Don't think I did.
I'll fucking crack under pressure.
Was he taking care of your place or something like that? Why was he in charge
of
that?
This is what he said. He said to me, Bobby, I just had the grass redone again. I had to have it reseeded three times because we got torrential rain a bunch of times. So anyways, I had him go. He goes, hey, I'm going away. Hey, anything I can do for you?
No, I said I'll check your house.
Do you live near Bobby?
No, it was a kindness of my soul.
Oh, see, okay. That's why I love he's the victim. My dad's alive!
Yeah.
He's dead! But this murderer is the victim! The fucking, okay, OJ!
Out of the kindness of your soul, you killed his grass.
Yeah.
I went up there and killed his grass.
So he was supposed to water your grass?
He was supposed to, you know what he was supposed to do? Not water my grass. My grass had a fucking had a sprinkler system put in that I didn't want to over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just said, please listen to me. I need you to go up. It's supposed to rain out real bad. Just push the off button, and then you're going to have to come back on the next day and put it back on because it will be sunny for the rest of the week. So I need it back on. I just one day, if it waters the grass and it rains, it will wash all the seed away.
Yeah.
You'll kill it. I said, please do not, whatever you do, turn the fucking thing off.
That sounds straightforward.
Don't turn the valve off. Turn it off on the mechanism, on the actual timer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I come back fucking, it looked like I was in the fucking Mojave Desert.
In California now.
There was a dead bird up on the lawn. Fucking just bones.
Shut up,
Chris. I'm disappointed.
We all make mistakes. We gotta learn from them.
This summer's
and be better.
Grass responsibility.
Are you gonna give another shot? You gonna give another shot?
No, the grass is already good.
The grass is beautiful. The backyard. I love my backyard.
Did you reseed it?
I reseeded it.
How much money did it cost you?
Oh boy, you really gotta fucking dig. Really gotta.
I need to know.
Really gotta dig here. Omar, I was liking you.
How much did it cost you?
I'll tell you, Omar. It cost me a lot.
Yeah.
It cost me to do what I did to my backyard. With all that shit was a few grand.
Fuck, dude.
But I know it was a lot of work. It was
a
lot of work, huh?
You make him do it.
No, I did a lot of work myself. I actually just hung up the new fence. We got the new shed. My backyard, we're getting ready for the barbecue. The comics barbecue that all you guys are invited to here at this table. No, there is no plus one. Don't tell another comic friend. If you get invited, you come. That's it. If your roommate didn't get invited, there's a reason for it. Okay? There's no girlfriend. Don't bring your girlfriend. Right. I don't care if she's in the business.
What if she's my wife?
What if she's my wife? Right.
Huh? Yeah, you can bring your wife. You can bring wives.
A wife?
You got kids? You got kids?
Nope.
No.
You can. If you have kids, you can definitely.
I'll find kids, though.
What about you? Who are you going to bring? Yourself.
Yeah, I'll probably just come solo.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Because you know how
he's
going to
come with PM.
I don't know, yeah.
PM, you want a celebrity at your barbecue?
New Colombian assistant.
I mean, if I'm not shooting, I'll definitely come by. You know, if I'm not. If I'm on set.
He's too busy.
I doubt I'm going to fly.
He's got a car commercial.
So Phil just tried to impress us with the words on set.
Yeah.
Did you have a trailer?
What's that? No, because it was I had like a hotel room.
On set?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you shoot everything in the hotel?
Resort. We shot some things in the mostly it was in we shot at the airport and then at a hotel.
Airport and hotel, that's where you shot it.
Yeah, and then we shot some stuff in Toronto too.
Really?
Yeah.
And then low budget. Just say
no,
yes.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was like crazy
Buddy,
low
you
budget.
Flew comfort class.
Have you ever been up there, guys? It's a lot more room. Great view of first class.
Do you know it?
I prefer it to first class, to be honest.
I think it's actually mandatory if you're on a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to fly you first class. If they fly you anywhere.
Yeah, I think it because it's an independent film, I think they switch it up. I don't know.
The rules of Columbia might be a little different.
It's a lot of room. Comfort class is a lot of room. I mean, it would be tight for you guys, but it was a lot. It was a lot.
What are you trying to say?
It was a lot of room. For me, it was
a ton of
room.
See, that's why you can't give him any amount of shit, because he'd just be like, you're fat.
It was like a love seat for me, but yeah.
He's like, you guys would have played the cow.
Would have felt like a bicycle seat for you guys, but for me, it was like.
So you're down there, you get to Columbia, you book a leading fucking gig.
Yeah.
Now, you're in this movie.
Almost exclusively. When I do films, 100% of the time, I'm lead.
I want to punch you so hard in the face right now.
Hey, listen.
I get a lot of jealousy from other comics.
They're going to make Captain Kangaroo documentary someday. So don't you worry about it.
They're going to make a Michael Moore documentary.
So, sorry. I just pitched you to a Michael Moore would be fucking great. So listen to me. So you're down there, right?
Yeah.
You get down there the first day. Are you scared being the third? I mean, it's a third world country.
I was a little, because it used to be crazy, crazy dangerous, right?
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
a little bit, mm-hmm. and the first time I got there, and the Colombian crew was there, and yeah. no one really spoke English. Like, we're all going out for lunch, and I just flown overnight.
Yeah.
And I was like,
did
I
you
think
get sick at all?
No, I was cool. I was okay. cool. A lot of people got sick on the crew, but I didn't get sick. But I was like, I'm just going to go out, and I was like walking out of the hotel with my phone in my hand. They're like, oh my God, don't have your phone in your hand. So I was a little tripped out, but then, yeah, no, it was fine. It was safe. Like, I didn't have any sketchiness go on
nothing.
At all.
See,
nothing.
So you're walking out with your iPhone in your hand?
Yeah, and they're like, don't do that.
Literally pay for college for three kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
It's a box of grain.
It was, and then where the resort was.
Someone bought a cow.
It was fine. It wasn't that sketchy.
Really? Yeah, yeah. I think you're. Can we bring up Colombia?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be Wikipedia. Pretty dangerous. I have a buddy of mine.
It's different for me though, guys. But yeah.
Hang on one second. How are you? What are you going to look up?
I was going to look up the place he went in.
Santa Marta.
Santa Marta.
I want to know how are you going to Google it though? What is the facts you're looking
Google
for?
Google Santa Marta cow.
Don't tell
pool.
Him. Don't fucking help him. I want to see if he does it. What are you doing?
Crime rate?
Ooh, all right. Touche.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
He's actually smarter
pretty
than me.
Good, yeah.
I wanted him to type how dangerous is
crime rate is pretty good. But are you going to be able to understand whatever
Colombia
crime rate
yeah,
statistics?
What are you
going to
do?
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be able to decipher through the data
for 2 hours?
For 2 hours.
Tim, I fucking nailed him. Let it go, all right? Jesus Christ.
Well, help him out, Tim.
Yeah. But you're right. Really?
That's what I thought, too. Listen.
So you're down there. Now, do you have a leading woman?
No, it was me and a guy who played my best friend.
So you had to kiss him?
No, but there were girls that came in and out.
So did you bang any chicks?
I did not.
In the show?
No, because it was a stretch.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm deeply in love. But well, you meet her at your barbecue. But
the ex-nay on the girlfriend on the barbecue.
So my character was like the other guy, the co-star.
He was Colombian.
No, he was Canadian.
Of
but
course, you guys stick together.
He was like smooth with girls, and my character wasn't.
Like, but in life, you're smooth. You're very smooth with girls in life.
Things are fine in life, but my character was, wasn't really,
Right.
It was like an awkward photographer at a wedding.
Yeah, kind of,
I'm just reading this one thing on the thing that says, if you travel to the Lost City in the Sierra Nevada, you should only do so as part of an organized tour. Like, I just caught, like, how he's talking about how safe it is. I literally read one line, like, if you go to the Lost City, only do so with a gun, on a tour. It's insane.
And that's the tourism.
They say,
that's the tourism. That's to get you interested.
They do have, avoid displaying valuable items like laptops, cameras, and mobile phones.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Yeah. Avoid displaying valuable items like milk.
I didn't.
Or teeth.
Don't walk around with bags of rice on your head.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that shit.
What?
I don't have to worry about getting around.
What? Talking to the microphone.
Why not?
What are you getting interviewed on a bus?
We're not doing a duet. Go back to your mic.
Yeah, Ebony and Ivory. Oreo cookies.
I don't have to worry about getting around.
Why?
I just don't. I've never had to. My wife is like, you're crazy. I'll cash a check and I'll walk out of the bank and I'm just like,
I can't wait till you get
you guys
nice
really,
hot
are you really
plate,
asking
right?
him why? He's 6'8 and 450
pounds. Can I ask you a question?
Pounds.
The fucking Colombia, that little fucking midget will come out with a machete.
Yeah.
Fucking make him 4'2".
Yeah, you'll get mugged by 10 kids. Yeah. Get mugged by toddlers.
A machete's a toothpick.
Yeah.
A what?
A machete for me is a toothpick.
Are you really not afraid of getting mugged ever?
No.
Really?
No.
I carry around pepper spray wherever I go.
Of course, you should, because I want to fucking stick a couple in you right now.
I don't walk around with the fear you mortals walk around with.
What the fuck?
I don't understand it.
Because you're 6'8"?
Yeah.
Us mortals.
Yeah. I believe that. I don't
Can
think
I say
anybody's...
Something?
I think it's...
I want to say something.
Yeah.
You are 6'8",
I'm 6'8",
but I've already sized you up. Now, you have to understand that, because I'm a psycho.
Yeah.
So when I see big guys like you, I figure out how to... hurt you
yeah.
in case I have to.
Weak knees.
I've already figured you have regular guy forearms.
Sure.
You have like,
sure.
You have like sure. Deepu forearms.
Yeah, you have all that. That's true. You do have like size forearms.
I'm all belly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm all belly.
Yeah. And I would probably hit you in your forearm. Or maybe break your little watch that you love that somebody gave you.
I stole this from my brother.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you
mug him?
Yeah. He's only 6'4". So
when was the last fight you got into?
I was a bouncer for a long time.
No shit.
Yeah,
wow. So now you're a bouncer, but you really, you're just kicking people out. You're not fighting people though, right?
Sure. I worked in Crown Heights. I never fought anybody.
Yeah.
So you fought a lot of people?
All the time.
That was sarcasm?
Yeah, yeah, that was.
I, sorry. I didn't know which way to go with that.
I was looking at Chris when I did it.
Yeah, you guys should fight.
Yeah.
No, don't fight Chris. Don't,
yeah.
The winner takes care of your grass.
Wow, this is terrible.
Give me that. That was. That was way better.
I mean, how do you go bang, bomb, to fucking papoom? Jesus.
That was a bit of a papoon.
Papoon.
Anyways, I just want to. You're an actor too. You've been an actor for a while.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years, and you actually consider yourself. I mean, that's on your Instagram, your Twitter.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. The huge actor.
What is that noise?
I don't know.
It's the AC, I think.
It's the AC.
Oh, sorry. Thanks, Rudy. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
I was talking to Scopo.
Yeah.
And have you done any acting yourself?
Me?
Yeah, no. I'm staring right at your fucking face. Stop stalling, you fucking sailor.
I've done some acting, yeah. I was in this Canadian movie.
He's so jealous.
I played a cow that fell into a pool. I've done a couple like little TV things.
Like what?
I did Broad City. I played a cop on Broad City.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, and then okay. I did a thing on Billions that got cut out. And then I did a
what
small
part. What
were
you part. On Billions?
I played this like bar fly that bothers Malin Ackerman in a bar.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what happened?
They cut it out for time, I guess, or whatever.
That's weird when that shit happens, isn't it?
It sucks because I need whatever I can get. Yeah.
Well, you still get paid for it.
Yeah,
and
totally.
And you still get residuals.
Yeah, but I just, right. It would have been fun to be, I was it's telling a, people, because they were telling me it was going to be on it, and I was like, hey, I was telling a couple of comics, I was like, hey, I think I'm going to be on this show, and then they wasn't on
can
it.
Can they give you that scene, though?
I hate when I,
so for yeah, you,
you
for
get
yourself?
That. Yeah, you get that.
Can you get it? I don't even
your
know.
Your age, what?
I've tried, and they said, because we didn't air it, we can't release it.
Yeah,
yet.
That's what I was
oh,
wondering.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to release
no,
it.
No, they can't release
yeah.
it.
Yeah, but it was fun to do.
Yeah.
And then I did.
Did Schumer?
I did Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
I did a small part in that. And then I did some show, that Alpha House show on Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I did that.
Hulu's got some good show. What's the ghost show they have on there?
The Go?
It's a ghost show.
The Go.
Like,
oh,
the guy who sees ghosts.
The guy who looks
I
like
was
me.
I was in that. I played a sumo wrestler on that.
I forget the name of it.
Can you look? I'm literally, I say that. And then I'm waiting
Deadbeat.
For fucking
Deadbeat.
Fingers
Deadbeat.
To get on
That's
the
it.
Fucking keyboard.
Yeah,
and it takes
oh my God.
This is Chris Scopo. Ready? He goes. And then he goes.
No, he saw my arm
see
reach.
See Lauren's
her.
Arm on that.
I literally.
I was trying to think of the. I knew what the show was.
Lauren
like
is literally the. She's like the executive that goes around and makes sure the fucking dummies do their job.
Yeah.
She'll literally give him as much time and then she'll reach over. I'll
a lot of hostility
it.
With you today.
Well, I got. Yeah, no, yeah. But it's no. fun. It's fun.
Well, I did that.
I like it. It's fun.
Okay.
And the fans like it when I yell at you.
No.
No.
That works.
They do. Don't worry. I'm going to shit. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a shit in a couple minutes because
uh-huh.
it's literally coming out of my ass. And I'm going to let Chris. Okay. You know what? You're not the host anymore.
Are you serious?
Whoa. I'm going to let Chris Scopo take the fuck over for as long as it takes me to drop a deuce.
Half an hour.
And
okay.
we're going to see what the fuck he's got in the can.
Yeah.
How's that, Chris?
I am very excited for this opportunity.
He's a fucking mayor.
It's like your first day at Arby's.
We're here. We're going to do
so,
it.
So, now, Phil, what are you doing?
He just texted somebody that you're not letting him host the show.
You're
going to get
crushed.
A text from my agent.
I've gotten residual checks before. But I actually got my first, like, holy shit one in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
holy shit good or holy shit bad?
Holy
shit good.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Was there a holy shit bad with money?
It was holy shit like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And my wife's such a twat, too. I'm like, I can get. She goes, you can't get it. You know, as soon as I, I'm like, that money doesn't exist. It's from fucking the Lord Jesus
what
Christ.
Did you wanna, what would you buy? What
a mini bike.
The mini bike. Okay,
you
cool.
Didn't you say you got a Vespa?
I'm kidding. I'm not getting a mini bike.
Oh, I thought you were sure.
Can you stop? Will you shave your beard a little? Or wear this.
I got a haircut today.
Take that off and wear that hat.
I got a beard cut.
Yeah. Oh my
wow.
God. Here, just keep this.
Yeah.
Keep that hat.
What the fuck? Dude, you should listen to me. Look at me. If you let me tell you something. If you
why did you sink the Titanic?
Why did you sink the Titanic? Who said that?
The Exxon Valdez.
Points.
God damn it.
Oh, that's good. That's a great hat on you. That's a good
hat. You should wear that hat all the time.
You should wear it on stage.
If this was the early, late, like the late 90s, you'd have a deal.
You'd just for that hat.
Coming this fall.
A sitcom about a sea captain.
A sea captain without a boat. Stuck in Brooklyn with a black brother he never knew he had.
A hipster sea captain and his brother.
Just walks around Brooklyn yelling, "Shiver me timbers."
I love some guy who does that
I
already.
I love that he fucking didn't have confidence in "Shiver me timbers."
I walked away from it.
He walked away from it. He just keeps going, like, "Shiver me timbers."
Trailing off.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing when you know, because of the union, it sucks to pay when you have to pay that fucking nut up front. Oof. And you have to pay your dues. I mean, I actually, when I got my shit in Boston years ago, my SAG, I got SAG qualified, and I paid that. It was only, when I got it, $1,200.
Oh, fuck.
Now it's like $3,000.
It's $3,000 now.
Yeah. I paid both separately before they merged.
I did. Oh, I didn't pay really?
I paid $3,000 and then $1,500.
You should get that back.
I tried. Too.
I paid $1,200, and I think the other one was $1,100. It was cheaper, but I paid them both.
Yeah.
And then there was a point where I wasn't acting, and I didn't pay my dues. They were like $80.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay. And then I got a gig, and they were like, "Dude, you need." I had to write a fucking letter to SAG.
Jeez.
Like, please let me back in.
Yeah.
I fucked up. I think I blamed my chick.
Yeah.
At the time, I was like, you know, it was her, you know, she threw the thing, some shit, and they got me back in. But when you get that check, man.
Don't you just have to give them whatever you owe them? Why do you have to write a letter?
Yeah, because
they take you out of the system.
You're gone. You're out. Yeah, you're gone, dude. They do it one time. You can't. If you don't pay your fucking dues in a union.
Right.
Especially when they're only a couple, like $80 or whatever. Right.
Now it's
gone.
Like 180 or something.
Yeah, you're fucking out.
It depends, what you make.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more you make, the more you pay.
The more you pay. Oh, is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sliding scale.
Sliding scale.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, that's great. That's great. Because the more you put in, the more you get the pension and stuff later in life.
Yeah. It's like any union. It's the same principle.
Yeah. Same principle. I mean, the union's great, man. They really are. Because they take care of shit that you would never take care of. Like, you know, you work a certain amount of hours. You get a trail.
The decks.
Well,
I called them to complain about you, and they took care of it. Immediately.
Can you give, you know, the bomb blanket?
It's right here. It's right here.
Yeah, give it to him.
That can you hand it to him?
Jesus
Actually,
Christ.
Give him the bomb blanket, that fucking big cocksucker. All right, listen, I listen. Ooh, no, you can't do that.
You hold on to it.
I don't ever fucking do that again. I don't care how big you are. Big guys always come in here. I'm going to fuck you. I'll fucking fight you, you cocksucker. I got to take a shit. Okay. Are you ready to do this?
I'm very
excited. Are you
excited?
Ready? Yeah. I'm going to shit my pants.
All right, wait, listen.
What?
Just in case there's not enough toilet paper, there's more under the sink.
What
know.
The fuck?
Jesus Christ.
I just want you to know.
What is this, Columbia?
That's insulting.
What is this, Columbia?
That
what are you doing?
Are there
no,
wet
I don't know how
now?
Much is in there. I just want to make sure you're okay. All
right. So we're going to restart the show. Ready?
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Do you know the song?
Not by heart.
Can you just sing a little of it?
I don't.
Let's everybody sing a little bit of it. Yeah, ready?
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
I already regret coming on.
That's what the host does, you motherfucker.
You can't play both sides. Do you get to sit in the chair?
No, I mean,
you gotta go sit up there. Huh?
If I sit there,
you never know.
Well, the audience is
gonna come back
you
in.
Never know.
Hey, that's right. Thank
but
you,
Lauren,
for that one.
Gotcha.
Scope, I think it's better if you sit in the seat.
Oh, all right. I'm
kidding.
I want to see his face when he comes out.
Yeah,
Scope is sitting in the seat.
Get the fuck out of my chair.
That's pretty good.
Stop pointing that gun at my dad.
I don't have to worry about being funny anymore. He's gone. He's gone. Dad's gone. I don't have to worry about being funny.
I feel very empowering over here.
He's our stepdad.
Oh, you look great. I can actually
look good.
Now I can see the computer screen behind you.
He's our handsome stepdad.
What did you say?
Phil, get off your phone, Phil. I know you're a movie star and everything, but please get off the phone.
He's texting PM.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to You Know What, Dum Dum.
Aww.
Yeah, give it to him.
No, he got a chuckle. He got a chuckle on that one.
Do chuckles from Lauren count?
Of course they do.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, I'm a man of the people. When Bobby's gone, my sidekicks, if they want to chime in,
we'll
they chime in.
Yeah.
That was very fast. You called them your sidekicks.
Yeah. I am
Batman right now. So
I'm a man of the people, but I just happen to own these two people.
I gotta be honest.
I have Bruce Wayne hair. Yeah.
In that chair, you look like a shock jock.
Welcome in the morning. How you doing? I mean, Phil's no respect right now. This is just ridiculous.
Phil, stop talking to PM.
This is crucial.
What movie in Malaysia?
This is crucial.
It.
Sean is so jealous of my success. He is
I'm
so
kidding.
Jealous of my success.
I'm totally joking.
Got cut out of billions.
Okay. How long were you in Colombia, Phil? We didn't talk about
Great
that.
Great question, Chris.
Thank you.
Were there for like a month, weren't you?
Yeah, I was there for a month and then 2 weeks in Toronto.
So you went back to Toronto and shot?
Yeah.
What did you have to shoot in Toronto?
Just different scenes. It started in Toronto and then we went to
Colombia. What's it about?
What's it about?
It's about a photographer at a wedding.
Great question,
Tim. It's about a cow
falling off. Yeah, it's about, it's like I'm a photographer and then it's like my first destination wedding.
Wait,
does
you shoot a destination wedding?
Yeah, what's that?
Nothing goes wrong. Documenting a photographer on a destination wedding.
Everything went totally smooth.
Totally
smooth. Yeah, it was good.
There's no conflict.
Shot lifetime, so it was like 72 hours.
Yeah.
It's terrible lighting. That's the whole crux of the movie.
Yeah, and then, things go on.
Is there a love story within the movie?
No love story.
Him and a cow.
So is it a comedy?
Yeah, it's comedy. It's kind of like a dark comedy.
Dark comedy goes there, and all the shenanigans that happen at a wedding, you're dealing with it. But you're the main guy, so you're bringing all those characters together.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a Colombian wedding.
Did you have to learn?
No, it's a destination wedding.
It's a destination wedding. Yeah. You got to listen, Tim.
Did you have to learn how to use the camera?
Sorry.
You know, he listens.
Did you have to learn how to use the camera? Or were you taught on set?
A little bit.
Now, what kind of cameras do you use? Yeah.
Great question, Chris. We used an M. No, I don't know. Just like whatever they handed me.
All right. So Toronto. I have nothing else.
Was there a lot of cocaine?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Did you do drugs down there?
I did not.
You said no.
I did not.
Cocaine and coffee.
Yeah, I did not. But I've heard while we were there, I heard that cocaine is decriminalized in Colombia. So
really?
Look at
that. Is that true?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Can you look
that?
Somebody's telling you that, so you go to jail.
Yeah.
This is fine.
He's buying a bag from a cop.
It's literally torn our country apart, but it's decriminalized.
You can have apparently you can have like a gram for personal use.
How is it decriminalized and now it's safer?
For personal use?
Is that even possible?
I don't know. That's what someone said.
It's relatively safer. Another thing I read when Scopo was on the thing is that 145 people this year had been kidnapped for ransom.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's
true.
Yeah, 145 people.
But they did say it was down from last year.
It's down from last year.
We
love the idea that they're like, they add in for ransom. Like, there's logic to this. You know?
Oh, yeah.
For ransom. So if you
four
got ransom. Money,
you, gotta
you might get
that's
out.
That's got to be scary, though, going down. They, like, they,
plus,
they
people
see a white
know.
Guy. That, like,
yeah. I
think
didn't,
you're a celebrity.
I didn't know, but the resort was in kind of like a shitty neighborhood, and we would leave the resort and kind
Where'd
of cruise
you,
around.
Like, how far was your set from the hotel?
It shot in, like, everything shot in and around the hotel.
Oh, so you have to go that
because
far.
That's the wedding. Yes.
No,
the
but we would leave. Like, if we would
Get
leave.
Back. Holy shit, he's back. Get out of his chair.
I think you can sit over there. We're having a good time. We're talking about the show. Oh. You know?
We're going to rename the show.
This is
how's he doing?
He's doing good.
He's doing good.
I'm feeling it right
I
now.
I heard you fucking hosting the show. You've been asking
no,
questions.
No, you know, Bobby, I am not. I'm not a dictator. I let the people speak.
I'm trying to wait my turn to talk. You've been hosting the show.
That's not true. He was doing a great job. He was doing
great
awesome.
Job. We're learning a lot,
question.
About the film.
He was asking real questions.
Cocaine.
That's fine. I just want to leave my mark while I'm here. On this chair. I'm going to leave my mark on this chair while I'm here.
I heard you asking questions.
Yeah.
And it was the same shit about your movie.
People want to know. People want to know.
Already fucking know.
People want to know.
Not enough. Not enough.
Thanks, buddy.
You know what I host? I don't shut the lights off when I host.
Oh, yeah, you do. Trust me. It's called the funny lights.
We had a great talk.
Yeah,
great.
We
I'm very happy.
I thought
I
was on Columbia. Dick Cavett for a minute.
Learned a lot.
Real Dick Cavett
vibe. Momentum kept going.
Yeah, that show was good.
I should have hosted because I'm wearing the captain hat, to be honest.
I should have hosted because I'm the... Oh, okay.
Because he's skinny as?
He's the
you
biggest celebrity here.
He was about to say, I'm the best comic here.
Yeah, he did. He wanted to say it.
I know.
Listen to me. First of all, that hat, if you promise to wear that all the time, you can have it.
Yeah.
But every time you do the show, that's the hat
you
wear.
Yeah, you have to wear that hat.
It does look so good.
It does look good.
It looks your head perfect. But it's also becoming the shape and everything. Huh?
What is it, Phil?
It's becoming.
It's just your hat.
Yeah.
It looks like I should have every job associated with this hat.
Right.
Yes, you should have a captain's hat. You look, and you don't even look American anymore. You look foreign.
Am I a psychopath? Why would I wear a captain's hat anywhere besides?
You're a badass.
Yeah.
That's some hipster shit.
Why do people wear some hipster shit?
No,
this is the village, motherfucker. Yes, peacock. Yeah.
You're on McDougal, dude.
Wear the hat, man.
You gotta own it.
Yeah.
Own that shit.
You gotta own it.
I think it should stay
own
here.
It, man.
No.
I think you should pay Bobby for it.
I'm
right
not
now.
Gonna wear this. If anyone questions you, make them feel like an asshole.
I want to ask you. I want to ask you a question. How much would it cost for you to wear that hat until tomorrow?
All day today and tomorrow.
Do you have shows tonight?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, here? Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I'm not wearing it here. I'm not wearing it. I've been working here a year. I'm not wearing it here.
Why?
You gotta host it.
Here's what you say. You don't say anything.
Yeah.
No.
You just, fucking don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
It's just my hat.
You do not acknowledge the hat.
When people comment on it, just look perplexed.
Just
go, like,
what? People are going to think, all right, I'm you. You're you, Phil.
Yeah.
I have the hat on.
Okay.
What's up? Hey, Phil, what's happening?
Hey, man. What's up? What's up with the hat?
Huh?
That. Your captain's hat.
Oh, thanks.
It's how it's done.
They're gonna think I'm like an 80s ship captain comic or something when I go.
We already do. All right, so Phil, your movie.
Yeah. Finally, let's get back to it.
Why don't we have you a movie about this hat?
Huh?
Well, I don't know.
What would it be called?
Shiver me timbers.
Shiver me timbers.
Shiver me timbers. Shiver me timbers.
Where's that bandana?
I want to go to... It's...
Deepu got it while you were in the bathroom.
Oh,
you,
right.
What'd you do? What'd you say?
Oh, God. Who needs the bandana?
No, nobody.
No, you.
Oh, okay. You just asked where it was. What do we got in the chat room? Talk to me.
Yeah, sure. If Sean played Michael Moore... Oh, so we have a thing going in the chat.
Sure.
If Sean played Michael Moore in a movie, some of the titles would be Fahrenheit 7-Eleven. That's rough. Rolling for Columbine.
It's all right.
Carbohydrates, a love story. I deserve that. I broke the pact. I deserve that. Where in the world is my penis?
It's all right.
Thicko.
This is people emailing in.
Why are they pretending I'm the only one who's fat in this room?
Hey, back off.
Yeah.
Let it lie, all right? If we're not getting hit, we're not getting hit.
Yo, take that.
Wow, you really would suck like in a war.
I took
Why is everybody shooting at me? What do you got? What else you got?
Behind you.
Tafuk says he wonders what the total weight of the entire cast of today's show is.
I really should have checked the building
integrity. We can figure that out real fast.
We're going to end up in the cellar.
We should probably all write it down so we don't say over the mic.
Why?
Guess.
Why? I'll tell you right now, I'm 450.
Well, we just ruined the game.
It's like
there,
a carnival game. Yeah.
Then everybody else. You guess everybody else. I need a base.
What else we got?
Pepe says, I love Scopo. I practically blew him in an email I sent yesterday because he said I could bring him in the studio.
Oh.
He could bring me in the studio.
Yeah, I can actually veto that and say, now you can't come because you like Scopo.
Oh, do you know when you put it on Instagram, some guy shit on all of us immediately?
Yeah, I deleted it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. It was crazy. Some guy was shitting all over us the minute you posted who was on the show yesterday to Instagram.
Really?
He was like,
right,
Scopo,
off.
Who booked this garbage?
Really? He was right. I did book it.
Is that all you got?
I took it right off.
We got two more things.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
Fred Grass says, Sean looks like he's pushing a line of fish sticks.
I said that.
Yeah, he said Sean.
Oh,
said
that's,
that.
Yeah, that's,
easy. That's an easy go
hang
to.
On, hang on. I didn't hear it.
No, yeah.
So it was actually funny. Thank you for recapping that. You really do. You should be the new spokesperson for Red Lobster. Come in today, kids.
Do you guys have Captain Highlighter in America?
No.
Is that
no.
a Canadian thing?
No.
Oh,
Captain
you do?
Highliner?
No.
Oh, really?
We have Captain Gordon, Highliner. The Gordon's Fisherman. We have that guy.
Yeah, we have the Gordon.
Gordon's Fisherman.
In Canada, which is obviously, it's a little more sophisticated, but
yeah, sure it is.
We have Captain Highliner.
You have
and
drinks,
and
so
he
yeah.
look you look like a young Captain Highliner, and he's still
yeah, that's like a no-frills Gordon's Fisherman, let's be
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. I don't know
how
what
you spell Captain Highliner. What do you mean, how do you spell Highliner?
I'm dyslexic. I don't know, man. Highliner.
Highliner.
H-I-L-I-N-E-R. Can you not let everybody know how stupid the producer how about whispering it to the fucking smart hot chick next to you?
Yeah. No, it does. Right. Let me tell you right now. It does look like Sean.
Yeah, he looks like it.
Yeah.
It does.
There he is.
Yeah.
He looks like a young. Shit. Yep. The hat,
young.
The beard.
Why does he have the Jesus fish on his hat, though? That's the weird. That's Canada for you.
Well,
weird,
yeah, well, because we love
it's
the
like
Lord.
It's the same guy, it looks strange.
That's not a Jesus fish. Hey, that's just a fish.
Hang on. No. That is a Jesus fish.
That's a Jesus
that's
fish,
a better
bro.
One right there, Sean.
Right there.
That's, I don't look like that guy.
Someday you will.
Someday I will, yeah.
Listen, that is a Jesus fish.
100%.
That's definitely a Catholic Jesus fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's just a fish, guys.
No, that's a G.
Oh, is that?
Will you type in? Will you type in Jesus fish, please? What else you got?
The last thing is, I actually have some roast battle jokes left over that related to Scopo mowing your lawn. I thought I didn't get to do them, so.
Oh, please, yes, yes. But you have to do them over here, and we have to judge them.
Yeah.
Get the bandana ready.
Can we get the mic ready? You have to do it over there. Put the thing on you, and we're gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it from Omar's seat.
Okay, great.
That's right with you.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, there's not much left. Sit on my lap. Come here.
Okay.
Can you hear me on this mic?
All right.
So, Scopo, let's be real. The only time you kill is when you mow Bobby's lawn.
You said that, and that made you a dick there, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on a second. First of all, dum-dum, say it to the microphone so I can get your jokes. You give two a year, and you fucking one into the air. Listen, and you,
well, you know what? I'm producing the show because I had to turn the mic on over here.
Oh, okay. So. All right, here we go. Ready? Are you guys ready for the roast battle?
Yeah.
It's the YKWD roast battle starring Deepu and fucking Chris fucking no sense. Scopo.
It's way too much setup for two punchlines, but
here we go. Scopo, go ahead. You got I'll be Louis J. Gomez. All right, go ahead. You have 10 seconds. Go.
See, the setup is weird because I was going to say the jokes in sequence, but then, you know, yeah. You just kind of did this whole thing.
Yeah, I know. It was called being funny. Go ahead, do it.
All right, so, Scopo, the only time you kill is when you mow Bobby's lawn, which is disappointing because gardening is so clearly your family trade. Eh? No?
I don't get that.
Why?
Why is it? Oh,
they're Italians.
That would have been funny in the 50s. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. My grandpa was a gardener, though.
Stereotypes change. You've got to update the stereotypes.
I didn't know that stereotype.
Yeah. 40 years ago, Joe.
Last time I saw an Italian on a fucking lawn.
Yeah.
Well, he's in charge of the Mexicans.
I own a business. I'm doing well in life. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Too many steps.
All right.
Too many steps.
How about this? Bobby should have called the Green Thumb, not the Green Comic.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I like that one.
All right.
Yeah. That's from you?
Yeah, that was me.
And that's all you got?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit, I wish you had more.
That was a lot, long time.
Right. I actually liked it. Oh, shit.
I've been sitting on those three jokes for about 8 months now. So.
I liked it. Instead of a green
eight
comic.
Months.
I heard two jokes, but...
Bobby should have called the Green Thumb instead of a green comic. Oh, I'm sorry. I messed that joke up. Instead of a shit comic. That would have been funnier, right? Not, you're good. Will you stop? You're a good comic.
He is a good comic.
I retweeted his
video. I've seen him kill.
You saw him kill?
I don't think we've ever done a show together, Chris.
Stop.
I would like to
We did a show a couple weeks
ago
together.
Stop.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Stop. Did you just say you saw Scopo kill?
Yes.
Where?
Say in front of Bobby's house.
At the roast.
Yes.
In front of your house.
This was the crowd.
Is that your boat? I've actually seen Scopo kill too, actually. He's killed with me on the road.
We had a great show at McGuire's.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he does great, man, in front of certain crowds. No, I'm kidding. He's killed with me a bunch of times. He killed at the
In the Pennsylvania
show. He fucking annihilated.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All
right, that's about it.
My day's set.
And fucking Deepu's gotten funny too, man. Deepu's.
I'm working on that.
Yeah. I mean, very funny. I'm very excited about that. We're gonna do a live show again, and you fucks are gonna do stand up.
awesome. No pressure in that at all. That's great.
Yeah. Well, there is pressure in that, and
that's showbiz, yeah.
Right, guys?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Are you still red? Did you go suntanning this morning?
No, I just got. I could probably get a sunburn.
Oh, is that what that?
It's probably just. Yeah. I was out for like 5 minutes. My body starts to decompose. I just start to, like, you see the signs of rigor mortis starting. Irish people always ready to die.
Can I say something? You talk like you're always doing sports announcements. Yeah.
No, it's a sunburn. Irish people are gonna die, and that's the way we gotta fight these guys.
Yeah, it's very, you know, gonna be intense. But is it that bad? Is it still red?
No, it's good. It actually looks good on you.
I don't think it looks good.
You could actually also play a high school football coach.
High school football coach. It's a wide pool of people.
Okay, here's the pool. Give everybody gets four pools. Okay,
right.
You definitely politician is one.
Politician, I would cop. Retired cop.
Yeah. No, you gotta be a captain. Sit behind a desk.
Yeah, I would say I would say a captain or a detective. You're not a cop. You're not fitting in the blues.
That's fair.
Yeah. Okay. So you get a cop, detective,
slimy sales guy, car salesman,
shoe salesman,
in shoe.
I was gonna say
cell
phone.
You gotta take me down to shoe.
Yeah. Cell phone.
I already said car. Oh, right. You take me down to shoe. Yeah. That's horrible. Yeah. A used car salesman. He's like, nah, I don't know.
Used
about
shoes.
Footwear.
Used.
Jesus
You're a mall
Christ.
Shoe guy.
Hang on, you guys are talking over each other. What'd you say?
No, I think salesman.
Yeah,
slime ball salesman.
Slime ball salesman. We got a cop. We got a slime ball salesman. A politician. One more.
Some type of coach, gym teacher, angry guy.
Yeah.
Guy who sprained his ankle and now he just curses at kids and he's
like
angry.
That. Yeah, all right, yeah.
You had
gym
a shot.
Teacher.
You had a
gym teacher.
Yeah, all right, there you go. Phil, what do you got?
For myself?
Yeah.
Photographer in Colombia?
Yeah. Leading man.
Oh, God, it's a wide range, Bobby.
I think it's not as wide as you think. Yeah.
He's like Clooney lookalike.
I would say a fucking cunty barista.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd say that, but
just draws a middle finger in your latte.
Watch it. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I'm as obvious as
I do think you're as obvious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like you could be. You definitely work at a bike store. That guy.
Uh huh.
Like, what tire do you need?
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. You could play any part of a Canadian in any movie where they say he's a Canadian.
Yeah, I could do that. I could say sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Toronto.
Toronto.
I think like the good-looking heroin addict. You know, like that guy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Anything good-looking.
Hiding it.
Yeah, good-looking heroin addict.
It. Yeah.
A permanent midnight.
Car salesman, football coach, politician.
Anything. You could be the deckhand on his boat.
Yeah.
No, he would be my boss that's on land.
Okay. All right, I get on the boat.
There's four. That's four for you.
Yeah.
All right, Shawnee, what do you got?
I got captain. That's it. Captain. No, I have.
You'd be a great leather.
I've done the ones that I have. I have cop. Cop, I did.
Captain. But you can't be a cop with that.
Construction worker.
Construction worker.
Honest to God, you can't be a cop with that facial hair. It's against the rules.
Yeah, you can be a detective. I just don't look like a detective.
You can't have facial hair.
I don't look like I would make detective.
Roadie.
You could be a
great
roadie.
You could do. Okay, we got roadie.
Roadie.
Short order cook.
Cab driver.
Long auto cook. Cook is great. Yeah.
Cab driver.
Cab driver.
But like old school.
Yeah. 70s cab driver.
Can we do me a favor though? Can we get a safe cab driver for? Yeah,
right. You're not driving a green cab.
Community center director.
Community center director.
I don't
director.
Know. I just made that up. That's amazing. Know.
Those are always popular in movies.
What community? Belfast.
So all right. So we have for you. We have captain, of course. We have. You can't be a cop.
I can be a cop.
I can't hear what. What is it?
I agree with you. No cop.
No cop. No cop. You can't.
I should be top brass.
Like, he can't be top brass because that facial hair is a no go the whole way.
So guess what? I shave it, and you'll be like, okay, now you can be a cop.
Yeah. Yeah. You can trim it up. You can have a mustache.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But you can't have that fucking weird hippie beard and be a cop. And you can't be that chubby and have the beard and be a cop. I don't care what brass is. You know?
Well. The universe.
You could be a politician in Maine.
Yeah.
Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont.
I could be a fisherman.
All right, so we have plumber. No, you're a captain.
Geography teacher.
Geography. Oh, cool. Jug. Teacher.
He's been around the world.
I was thinking like scientist, like really smart scientist.
No,
like
a guy, you're not self-aware at all.
Guy, like a guy in Williamsburg who opened like a store that just sells like cookie dough.
Boom. Fucking Phil.
Something like that. Phil.
Well, that's Phil. That's definitely Phil.
Yeah, and vitamins.
Yeah, because Phil doesn't eat the cookies.
Right.
Because that's why he's so thin.
He's gluten.
Did you just tell you about
gluten-free cookies?
Stunt cock. I always get stunt cock.
Stunt cock?
Yeah, for like your fucking... Oh, forget it. I got nothing. I was going to say and get the bandana.
Roll away.
So, all right, Omar, of course, bouncer.
Bouncer, thug, inmate.
Retired football player.
I think wrestler.
Retired football player.
Wrestler.
Baby.
Wrestler.
Like a large baby.
How large?
A large Puerto Rican baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
else? You can pay a fucking...
Computer technician.
A what?
Puerto Rican. Smart guy?
He could do. Yeah, you could do a smart guy.
Really?
Yeah. You have a smart guy face.
You have a smart guy face.
Oh, IT guy. Yeah. You can play an IT guy on like a CSI show. Yeah.
You might not have any lines, but you definitely have a smart guy face.
I never have any lines.
Oh, yeah.
Puerto Rican Silent Bob.
Yeah, you
never. Puerto Rican never Silent Bob, that's another
you
one.
You didn't have lines in Sex Drugs?
No, they had and someone cut them.
What were the lines?
Was it Bobby?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Bobby.
I have that power.
What was the line? It's like, hey, you, don't eat that. That's it. You're welcome, guys.
I'm glad you cut them because of the way you
deliver them.
Hey, you. Don't eat that.
Yeah. Hey, you. Period.
Yeah.
Don't eat that. It's period.
It's comma, Bobby. But hey,
yeah,
you.
No,
comma.
I'm saying you added the period. Should have done it. Hey, you. Don't eat that. There's the comma. Listen, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think you do an inmate, but a friendly inmate.
Yeah.
Not the asshole inmate.
No. Yeah.
You're the guy that you walk in like
teddy bear guy.
Like Phil would walk in and go, fuck. And then you'd be like, you want some tea? And I'd be like, oh, cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd be like, what's that code for? You know?
Yeah. No, just tea.
No? Oh, good. All right. I almost thought I was going to get a bandana. Yeah.
Oh, it was close.
So you got inmate.
Yeah.
You got
bouncer.
Bouncer. We got nerd.
IT nerd, right?
IT nerd. Nerd.
Sure, yeah.
And then we need one more.
What about the football player that only gets called in when someone else gets injured? He's like on the bench, and then he gets called in and then makes a big
play. I should have been the fucking guy in The Blind Side. That's what I should have been.
Yeah. Oh.
I look more like the actual guy than that. Mm-hmm.
What about Cable Guy?
Now, let me ask you a question on a serious note, Cable Guy.
Seriously.
I'm sorry. No, because that actually brought up something I would want to ask you. Do you think that it plays a factor that you're not black? Like, does that, because I look, it is because you're Puerto Rican, or do you, and that guy was black, and if they cast you in that role, that it would have been a fucking problem.
It wasn't a problem when Johnny Depp played an Indian guy, so I'm pretty sure it'll be fine if I play a black guy.
I think it's changing. I think it was a little bit of an issue, and the thing you were talking about. Zoe Saldana with Nina Simone, that was kind of
People, when I walk down the street, no one's like debating whether I'm Puerto Rican or black.
Right.
They just cross the street.
Right.
No one's like, yeah, no one's
cops
like,
don't worry.
No one's walking
shoot,
like,
yeah.
Ah, he's Puerto Rican. He's fine. I'm gonna keep walking toward him. It's just
But you don't scare me. You, as soon as I saw you, I thought you were a nice guy.
Well, because I was being nice. When I'm walking down the street and I'm just like headphones on, not listening, I'm just like stone faced.
Most people are gonna move out of
the
way.
I moved out of the way of John Goodman one time.
And then I opened my mouth and people were like, oh, okay, never mind.
You moved out of the way of
John Goodman was barreling down the street and he's like 6'5.
He's a big
dude.
Like
400 pounds.
Yeah.
And I was like, John Goodman, but I ran away because it's like just so intimidating.
People move out of my way because I just look sweaty and desperate, so they don't know what I'm. They don't know like if this is like falling down moment.
You're gonna have a bomb attached.
Yeah, like this guy's 1 minute from the edge.
You look like
at all times.
You look like you just caught a disease. Literally just found
incubating.
Out. It just happened. You like,
I just got the results.
You got it, and you're like, oh fuck.
I could play that guy, too.
I don't know.
That's a good...
You're like, nice, another role.
Guy who just caught a disease.
I remember when I used to go in L.A., I used to go for Mexican roles all the time.
Well, I could see
that's
that.
That's back when I had hair and I was...
Cholo.
Yeah, you're
and
old
I felt terrible.
You look like a soap opera star in your old headshot.
With the sombrero, that old headshot?
I didn't have a sombrero.
Oh, it's a joke for the Mexicans.
Gave it to him. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yes.
Because you guys don't have a good sense of humor.
You know what you're getting on this one? You fucking can't. You're getting the slow pass, too.
Oh.
Slow. The pass around. And there you go. That's a brand new fucking bandana I think I invented. The slow pass.
It's the first time I've ever got the bandana on this show.
Yeah, well, it's not your last, believe me, if you keep it up. I felt bad. I mean, I booked the first time I did the job. the Dennis Leary show, I booked a Spanish guy named Luis. And I had a fake an accent the whole time. And I knew I took a job away from fucking some Spanish dude that has a fucking accent. You know, and I'm an Irish, I'm an Irish Italian guy from Boston going, Mr. Leary, or whatever the fuck his name is. You do not want to go into the thing. You know what I mean? And it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you feel bad about it? Or were you,
no, I needed the money.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's acting. You're pretending anyway. It's the whole, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. The whole thing behind that is that there's got to be a Spanish guy that can act well enough to do that part.
Sure, there is.
If you need a Spanish guy, hire a fucking Spanish guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they don't get fucking hired.
Right, that's a good point.
And well, that's kind of where we're at.
That's a fair point.
I mean, look, in society right now, if you look at every fucking show, it looks like a Benetton ad.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Benetton ad.
Yeah.
They're touching everything. Yeah. Just to make sure.
Right.
Cover the bases.
Which makes sense.
The Zoe Saldana thing is
does it?
I mean, I don't think it makes sense to do it just to do it. But I think if, you know, but if you're trying to find good Spanish or black actors to do, you know, then I think that makes sense. I don't think it makes diversity for the sake of diversity is never good. But I think more people, more voices, I don't think it's a horrible thing.
But I think the Zoe Saldana thing is because they put black makeup on her. And she's already
dark. They gave her a nose.
She made her darker.
Yeah.
First of all, explain that to people that don't know that.
Zoe Saldana thing? She's playing Nina Simone, and she looks nothing. She's super light-skinned. I don't know. Is she 100%
she's Spanish? She's Dominican.
Spanish.
She's Dominican.
Oh, she's Spanish. Yeah. All right. So, that's dumb in itself. But even though she looks nothing like Nina Simone.
Right.
Yeah, that's just bad casting. But on top of that, they put brown makeup on her and a fake
and
nose.
And it's almost like illogical because they're making her look like Nina Simone. So it's not like they're hiring her to do a whitewashed version. Lauren. They're making her look. So it's like a weird.
Well, on top of that, the story wasn't authorized by Nina Simone's family.
Right. Yeah.
So she's getting a lot of flack.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but what happened? Where is acting then? If we have to hire the exact person, you know, to physically. To be that person, where is the acting? Isn't
right?
I mean,
yeah, but if it's a biography, you want some authenticity. Like, you want some, like,
if you need to make somebody look like African American, just hire an African American actress.
Yeah. Okay, then who could play her?
Who could play Nina Simone? The chick from Where in the World Is Carmen Sandiego? she's dead too, actually. Yeah.
There's a lot. There's a
Zemaida Sashir from SNL.
Oh, wow.
She's not a dramatic actress.
Yeah,
no, she I mean she's an actress.
Oh, okay.
Who's
maybe
the girl that's pulled off?
Yeah, she's an actress.
How do you? What's her? What's
Zoe Saldana.
No,
it'll come right up when you type in Zoe.
She looks nothing like her.
She looks nothing like her.
Yeah, you know. Can I tell you something about this girl?
Casting.
Can I tell you something about this girl? I'll tell you something about Zoe too.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck, who she's hooked up with. She's in every goddamn fucking movie there is.
Right. Yeah. She's like. Yeah.
She is in. Dude. She. Every fucking movie. You're not supposed to be in fucking two sci-fi hits.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't be in.
Why not?
She's in so many movies. She was in that Columbia movie that fills it.
Liz.
There was a lot of big names in that one.
Get over here.
I came to say hi.
Come over here.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, Liz. Come sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
Can I get Scopo's seat?
Yeah, you get Scopo. Yeah. Well, Scopo's, he had to do something.
Yeah, I sent him around the corner.
Oh, okay. What's up?
What's going on?
How are you doing, Liz?
I'm good.
Talking to the microphone. You know how this works.
Yeah, I do.
Well, how's downstairs? Liz, what's your title?
I don't have a title.
I give you the ruler of everything.
I like that title.
All right, everybody know like Liz, right? Do you know Omar?
No, hi.
No,
I'm Omar.
Hi, Omar.
Nice to meet you.
That's Omar. How are you?
Liz, you know, do you like Sean's hat?
How something?
Liz,
that's your hat, right?
It's not my hat anymore. It's his hat. Let me ask a question.
Yeah,
it's so fucking good on him. You didn't even notice
it's perfect. It suits you.
How, that's Sean, what we keep
totally
saying.
Suits you.
He says,
"I'm not wearing
it.
I'm not wearing it.
I'll give you $200. $200 cash.
Wear it.
$200 cash.
If you wear that for a day,
on stage
up until tomorrow at 3:00. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, on stage.
On stage tonight, $200.
$100 cash. I don't know you're gonna fucking jump so quick.
Wear it, Shawnee. It looks good.
It does look good.
I'm not. I can't.
You gotta wear it.
It's gonna open things up for you.
What's gonna open up?
You're gonna get cast in so much shit.
Dude, you're gonna Discovery Channel. I think they called while I was in the back.
Yeah.
They want you to host Deadliest Catch.
Deadliest Catch. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. Right.
They want you to do Cash Cap. Yeah. Two.
Cash
can we,
boat.
Can we start a hashtag to make
cash
him wear
boat.
The hat?
Yeah.
Wow. Shawnee, wear the hat.
Yeah. So you're redoing
the kitchen. Every,
first of all, she's this is Liz from the new popular Misery Loves Company.
Yeah.
That is
so good. It it's is popular so with everybody outrageous and funny.
It's one something. Of the. It's probably the hottest show on Riotcast right
it's
now.
Something.
It's fucking blowing up. It's great. And Liz actually became part of the cast on that show.
I got suckered into
it. You got suckered
in. How'd you get suckered into it?
It was like, hey, Liz, Manon and Ah can't be there. Can you, like, sit in on one Monday? I was like, sure, I'll give you an hour. And then it's like, oh, no, no, you have to come next week. Oh, no, no, you got, no, you have to. That's
well, that's
it.
Your
You're
fault.
In.
That's your
I know,
fault.
I'm a fucking idiot. It's
no, it's your fault because everybody
it
loved
is.
Her
yeah.
when she was on the show. But it was like, fucking keep Liz because you and Lenny are the only ones that can fucking corral Kevin's
Kevin.
Fucking narcissistic
oh
psychopath
God,
fucking
is.
Craziness.
Yeah, it's great.
I hadn't listened to it till yesterday, and then it's just so funny.
It's
so
fun.
Outrageous.
It's really fun. Funny. We're gonna do. We want to do a live show at the Village Underground.
Okay. Can we do it, are we gonna do it in the lounge?
We're doing the lounge.
We need to do more shows.
We
in
have
the
to get. We're gonna do this show.
All right.
Well,
shows.
When is the when is
Deepu?
The,
Deepu, when motherfucker. You know what? I thought about this today. Okay, I yeah. told you.
Do it. Do it. Busy. Take it out.
Yes. I told you. You've been busy with what? Walking dogs. I told you.
Yeah. This is on fire. This is on fire. This is on fire.
I told
it's,
you
it's canine transport, by the
right.
way.
Yeah, walking, I told you to give me a one sheet, right? And I said, give me like an amazing
yeah.
computer, and then like a re, you know a whatever mm-hmm. acceptable computer. I feel like I told you to do that a month ago.
Well, the dogs need to be walked, so
dude, yeah.
he's busy
on.
With
yeah,
that Eastville open mic.
yeah,
Deepu.
Is that what everyone's waiting for me
yeah.
to put
yeah.
this computer
yeah.
together?
That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We're doing live shows there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Deepu.
All right. Should I go now? Should I just leave the podcast? And
oh, it's passive aggressive.
Wow.
Yeah, where's the passive aggressive bandana?
It's right here.
It's just
oh,
old
we
tissue.
Don't have one because it's passive aggressive.
It's my old sweat tissue.
Yeah,
here,
dude.
Take it.
Well, you have to, why are you going to yeah. be a cunt about it?
I have the
Liz,
space
take
is
care
open.
Of it.
The space is open. We want to use it. We want to do live shows. Mm-hmm. Deepu, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Dude.
Come on, man.
What are
they
this
come
is
on, man.
Deepu,
it's on you, man. Come on,
you know,
man.
I speak so highly of you all the time.
I
all
do
the
too.
Time.
I yeah. do too.
I don't, but
I do.
These guys.
I've never spoken.
Come on, please.
I do not.
Okay.
Friday.
Yeah.
Can I have this information by Friday? Today's Tuesday. You
yeah,
have plenty
sounds,
of time.
Yeah, I'll definitely
Perfect.
Send you an email.
Okay.
With all the parts that we have to buy.
Yes.
And
costs, all that.
Cool. Sounds
Thank
good.
You. Friday.
God, do I
Done.
Love Liz.
Man, there's so much pressure when, you, when you're on the
boss,
air.
She's a fucking boss, dude.
Yeah.
I love it.
Done.
Listen, Liz.
No nonsense.
Yeah.
She don't
yeah.
play.
So we're going to do your show live.
Okay.
We're getting
We
some,
need security.
We're,
yeah.
Well.
I have volunteers tribute.
Oh, God.
I'll be your security.
Would you do it?
I fucking would do it.
So you and, so you and Steve. You and Big
yeah.
Steve. Can do
or
it.
Teddy. Yeah. We get Teddy to do it.
Yeah.
I could throw in a hand. If
can I do a set in between?
What are you going to secure them of?
What are
you
going to secure? Can I do a set between checking IDs?
But toddler goes crazy.
Manly's got it covered.
Funny stand-up?
Yeah.
Get it? You'll secure them of it? Because you...
Okay.
Oh, right.
Give it back. Give it back.
Slow pass.
That's not a slow pass. I invented the slow pass. You can't do the slow
it
pass.
It blew up in your face.
anyways, yeah, so we're going to be doing a live show,
awesome.
And you'll be one of them. And we actually have... When do we have our live show?
May 22nd.
Where is that,
the
sweetie?
The cake shop.
Really? Why
yeah.
do you look so adorable today?
Why are you
today?
Doing it there?
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Why are we doing it? It's yeah. actually part of PodFest.
Oh, you're doing PodFest.
Can you?
Okay.
Can you? I'm trying to squeeze the information. I don't know why she's
cuter.
Piecemealing this shit.
I love her glasses.
Can you put?
Tell
can you give
PodFest.
Us the rest of the information?
I don't know.
Okay,
about
so
PodFest.
May 22nd we'll be at the cake shop for PodFest at 9:30 p.m. And we go for an hour. And all the tickets you can buy on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All the links are there.
And the tickets are selling, right?
Yes. Yeah. They're right. They're going quick. So we only have about a month left. So.
Yeah, they're
going to
be
go
gone.
Now.
So
yeah,
they,
it's
they'll
be
gone.
Sold out. Yeah.
So we're doing that live. We're trying to get a special guest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working
I'll
on.
I'll do it if you want. You just have to ask.
I think the key word you missed was special.
Yeah. No, he took it special the other way.
Oh,
go back to Columbia, Phil.
He's so mad about that. Phil, he's so mad about that.
But we have Luis J. Gomez, Dan Soder, and Joe List.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, of course, we have those guys. Yes, go ahead, sweetie.
That's it, and you.
All right, real quick. Did you guys know that April is Stress Awareness Month?
Yes.
Like, we needed to know that, right? We needed anything to remind us about the Stress Awareness Month. I mean, how much pressure are we in every day anyways, right, Phil?
Yeah.
Phil.
This is a conversation.
Well, hey, I'm going to give you a little tip from my friends at Casper Mattress. Have you heard of Casper Mattress?
I have. I'm not fully familiar.
I know all
about it. A great night's sleep helps everyone deal with stress. Okay? Sleeping on a Casper Mattress, it helped me because I got one. And it's so unbelievable. It's so comfortable. Okay? They've taken all the hassle out of buying a mattress, too. You know, have you ever tried to buy a mattress from those freaking people?
I had to carry one home on a subway.
Buddy, listen to this. You're going to love this. Ready? The mattress is engineered with two high-tech foam for supportive comfort and guaranteed great night's sleep. Time Magazine named it, check this out, the best invention of 2015. Casper is now the most awarded mattress of the century. And their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create an environment designed to keep you cool and balanced all night. The mattress, check this out, ships for free. You don't have to carry it on a subway like a fucking degenerate.
Yeah.
Okay? It's free shipping. And the box, Phil, it's surprising.
I'm listening.
I know you don't have this up in Canada, yeah. But in America, we have it here. Casper Mattress. It ships in a surprisingly compact box, so it's incredibly easy. It's a little box, uh-huh. And you take it in your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
They drop it off at your door for free, take it in your bedroom, pop open the thing with the little special little knife they give you, and poof. The mattress pops out of it. It's vacuum
really?
Sealed.
Can
it's
I
unbelievable.
Ask a question? Does it have to sit for like 24 hours?
Nope.
And it's just ready to go?
It's ready to sleep.
Oh, that's impressive.
It's unbelievable. It's really un-friggin' believable.
So if it's not available.
Here's the best part, Phil.
Make it one.
Here's the best part. You can try it at your home for 100 nights, risk-free. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Risk-free, you can have this. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund everything. They'll come back and pick the mattress up if you don't like it after 100 nights, okay? So, reduce your stress with a great night's sleep. I love my Casper. I really do. It's awesome. Try yours for 100 nights right now in your own home with free shipping and return. Go to Casper.com, use code DUDE for the $50 off your purchase. So, if you use the code word DUDE, you get another $50 off, and it's already a cheap mattress. I got a king size. Right? Shipped to my house, under $1,000.
What?
Wow, really?
Under $1,000.
Holy shit.
That's
Phil.
Pittance. Yeah,
king
I'm
size.
Gonna get one.
Okay?
I have a huge place.
So that's Casper.com.
California king.
Casper.com. Code word dude for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions may apply. There you go.
That's great, man.
Goddamn hat on.
Best invention of 2015.
Who the fuck was knocking?
That was the water. I sent Vernie around the corner to get water.
Oh.
So he brought water back.
It was a human being knocking.
It wasn't
the water in the building knocking.
It was a human being with
well,
the
I
water.
Thought you said it's the water, and I thought the water was
the
pipes.
It was the water delivery.
The one knocking.
So Sean took
water
the head delivery. Off already.
You read me out,
FYI,
Omar.
Because come on, dude. It looks good.
Stop
on you.
Snitching.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, you know what happens to snitchers.
I don't care. It doesn't happen to me. Put the hat back on.
This is what I don't like about Omar. That he fucking uses his you can't beat me up.
You can't beat me up
in real life. We know that, but I'll hit you with a fucking shovel.
That's fine. You're not laugh like the fucking cookie.
No, you won't. Not if you get hit behind with a fucking spaded shovel.
Can you reach my head?
Yeah,
can
I would. But I'll get the extra long one at Home Depot with that doesn't vibrate.
A Canadian Home Depot?
Canadian Tire.
That doesn't vibrate. Kimmy goes ding that one.
He's Omar's a sweet. You know what he brought me yesterday?
Oh yeah.
Cookies?
He works his girl works at
Sesame. We both do.
You both do?
Yeah, we both do.
Works at Sesame Street.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you Snuffleupagus?
I'm on the clock right now.
He's
technically
not a
on the clock.
What do you do at Sesame Street? This is what we should be.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm getting into it for the second hour.
Just
I know how to host my
it.
Show, you
let
fucking Canadian.
Okay.
I'm not blowing my nut with Sesame, the fucking giant from Sesame Street. I'm going to talk about your fucking dumb movie for fucking the first half.
You mean Sundowners?
Is that what it's called?
Sundowners.
Sundowners.
Yeah.
That's really the name.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So, anyway.
I think it's going to be a huge hit.
Oh, my God.
I think so.
Now you look
John is so jealous.
Yeah.
He tried this captain persona. It totally failed.
I'll tell you this. I hope you win a fucking low budget Emmy.
Thank you.
Or a low budget Oscar.
I appreciate that.
As the star.
Yeah.
Do they have like an Oscars in Colombia?
They have one in Canada, yeah. My friend.
Yeah. Okay.
It's made of Coke.
It's a Coke.
It's just a glass of water actually, if you
it's
win.
It's just a chick, a yeah. fruit hat, a yeah. chick wears.
Clean water.
A glass of clean water.
But yeah, he works at Sesame Street. He comes in yesterday with a bag of goodies for Maxie.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
What but, do you do at Sesame Street? I'm really, I know.
I'm the transportation coordinator. And my wife is a writer, script supervisor.
What do you mean the who needs to get to Sesame Street?
The stars
directors,
that visit.
Producers,
it's part of the theme.
Yeah, I forgot.
Big Bird.
I was on it as a little kid. I was on it three times.
Yeah, but
were
apparently.
You? Really?
Yeah. Really? What'd you do as a little kid?
I danced with Snuffleupagus, the polka, once.
What's his name?
Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus?
You know, he's like the mastodon, the woolly
mammoth. Wait a minute, stop. Is it Snuffleupagus or Snuffleupagus?
No, the first one.
It's
not whatever, it's the thing's name.
Wait a minute, isn't it? What is it?
Snuffleupagus.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I thought it was Lupagus.
It's Snuffleupagus.
No. Oh, Snuffleupagus. All right, same idea.
No, it's not the
not
same
really
idea.
It's absolutely the same idea.
Snuffleupagus is his brother.
Yeah. And he's a crackhead.
I was on that. I was on, and I did a thing with it with Elmo and something with Big Bird.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Big Bird's 8 foot two.
Oh my God, he's
yeah, he's an old enormous. White guy that looks like yeah. a meth addict.
Is he really
yeah.
tall guy?
Yeah. No, not the guy. The suit, the whole thing.
Oh, he's
the
eight,
whole thing is 8 foot two.
Is it 8 foot two?
Now, I want to talk to you about this. Now, your wife writes stuff for Sesame Street.
Yeah, she has written stuff for them, yeah.
So
she's 6 years old.
She is only 5'2", though.
Is she
a
really?
Tiny lady, yeah.
Is she white?
She's white as fuck, and I love it.
You date a white girl.
I'm married to a white girl.
So you're married to a white girl,
yeah.
And she's 5'2"?
5'2".
Are you a fetish to her? I want the biggest Puerto Rican
probably.
Ever.
Yeah, probably.
Wow, that's great, man.
Yeah.
Now, because you invited me down, and I was very excited to
you
go.
You can still come.
When is it?
Whenever you need to.
You got
to
bring Max.
Yeah, you gotta bring
no
mine.
Shit, I'm not a pedophile. Fucking dumb Canadian. Should bring Max, eh? Shit. Fucking idiot.
No, you'd be surprised.
I think
guys
it's a good
like,
idea.
You'd be surprised, guys like, I wanna go. You have a kid? No. I'm like,
well, because all right. we all grew up on Sesame Street.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
Yeah. Here's the thing, if you want to watch something creepy, watch the pilot episode of Sesame Street.
Okay. Is it like really raggedy puppets and stuff? Or
No. It's not that. It's that. It's Sesame Street little town.
Right.
And there's a black dude and a woman.
That's why it's creepy.
No.
And a Puerto
that's
Rican
really why
lady.
It's creepy.
A black dude and a Puerto Rican lady.
Yeah.
Well, basically, this little girl, this little beautiful little Puerto Rican girl, is walking down the street, and this guy just takes her and brings her in the house and introduces her to a wife, and it's like.
That's creepy.
It's like, yo, man, what the fuck's going on?
Right.
It's like, you can't just take kids.
Yeah.
And even though you're nice as shit, because back then.
It wasn't a big deal. Life was different.
It wasn't a big deal. But right. Now when you watch it, you're like, yo, man, shit. You know, you can't just take somebody's kid off the street.
But that's because we're all paranoid now.
Dude, you can't just, if I went looking for my kid and I couldn't find, and he's up in some. Black dude's house having milk.
Right.
I'm like, listen, motherfucker.
Yeah.
She's lactose intolerant.
It's weird that it wasn't a big deal back then because there's not more pedophilia going on now than there was then, is
no.
there?
No.
I talk about it. You just
I don't know. It. Was there?
No, there's got to be the same amount.
I mean, maybe.
I people didn't know.
Maybe the internet.
People didn't know what was going on.
The internet makes it, yeah.
Nobody had any idea.
I think people were more naive back then than they are now.
Okay, but I remember being a kid. We didn't have car seats. We sat in the front seat. We didn't have helmets.
Right.
We didn't, you know, we stayed out all day. We came in when the sun went down, maybe.
And listen,
I didn't have a fence. We played in the fucking street. I don't know what other statistics.
But also, a lot of kids that were molested were told to like shut up back then. They were like shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because
like,
you know
like,
what I mean.
Shut up.
Yeah, you learn how to.
You know, you're on the touch. It's like he's a lonely guy. Leave him alone.
Yeah, but you learn how to be a good egg.
Right. You learn how to keep your mouth shut. That's the way it was. Now the kids are worshiped.
I don't think I'm allowed to participate in this conversation.
All right, who's if you're molested, raise your hand. If you were molested, raise your hand.
Never, unfortunately.
Nobody was molested.
Yeah.
Chris, you were molested.
I was never touched. I have two good parents.
Why are you on a karaoke mic?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you're about to bust out Islands in the Stream right
now. He's in the corner by himself. It's creepy as shit.
I took Scopo's seat.
Oh, really?
Chris, you never sucked one of your friends off as a kid?
That's not molestation.
I mean, I know, it's fun.
Yeah. It's not molestation. Wait a minute. Hold on. I was molested
Saturday night.
Every day of my life. Every single day I was molested. Blowing somebody to sleep over.
I gotta go. Gnome's calling.
You know.
She's not going because.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
She's gone.
I got it.
Thanks.
Yeah, she's.
No, she's gonna go. Anyway.
It's all right. It's all right.
Blowing somebody to sleep.
Homophobia is a real thing. This lady just gets up and leaves.
No. Gnome called her.
I know. I'm kidding. But that's not molestation.
Oh, God. No, of course not. I was kidding. It's not molestation. I mean, if you held down while he does it and the father's watching.
Right. But sometimes you go, sometimes you're kidding around with your friend and, like, you're getting rough. You know what I mean? But that's still not molestation.
Kidding around.
What do you mean?
No, I mean, it's not. Everybody's, you know what I mean? When you're 13. No,
I would be quiet now. I would just stop.
Here's my thing.
How are you possibly getting redder? You're actually taking
the light.
You're taking color from Phil.
You should turn off the lights.
No, I think it's when you're a young kid, you're 13. It's like somebody's idea. Somebody initiates it. It doesn't mean they're holding somebody down.
How old are you?
Now?
No. When you when it's not bad.
When you were doing this joke.
Oh, 12, 13, 14. Yeah. You know that age.
Yeah, that's not.
Were you
bad.
The guy who was holding down?
Nobody was getting held down.
Nobody's getting held down.
I had that.
Okay.
Nobody's getting held down. I mean, there was, you know, you would make a physical suggestion that somebody would, you know, but you wouldn't hold them down.
Yeah.
Next subject.
Joke here. It's like a rape joke. I know. He gets it. I'll take the rag. You have when rape jokes bomb, is there another rag? Is it like a bloody one?
It's actually a rag with a blog on it. Some twatty white girl's.
They're not
going
to let me play Rob Ford, please. No, don't.
What were we talking about before that? I forgot.
I don't know.
We were talking about Sesame Street.
Sesame Street. Yeah. Let's get back to Sesame Street.
Yeah.
So because you grew up with Sesame Street, and the original ones were fucking weird. If you look at them now,
yeah, it was dark.
They were darker. Yeah,
look at these pictures.
Look at some.
Oh yeah, it was weird.
Yeah,
it
the was Big Bird was creepier than it is now.
Yeah, Big Bird was creepier. Look at Big Bird's head. Look at Big Bird. Yeah,
it's
his
weird.
Head.
That's weird.
To me, that's a lot cooler.
He looks like he has that Brazilian mosquito disease.
Zika
virus.
Zika. Did you get Zika while in Colombia?
People were talking about it. I'm cool, but people were. It was the talk of the town. Zika.
The talk.
Yeah,
of
very
the
weird.
Town.
And now, but I mean, I'd love to go to. I am fascinated to go to Sesame Street.
Let's go.
Because they shoot it.
Kaufman Astoria Studios.
You know way too much about
it. Yeah, I know it all, baby.
But they shoot it there, but they shoot like all the other stuff all over the city, but the actual scenes are shot, and I just want to see, but I don't know if I want to bring Max.
You gotta bring
Hang
Max.
Hang on. Will it fuck him
no.
up to yeah, see the guy's
no.
hand
yeah.
up fucking?
Time out.
It's
time
like learning their Santa Claus.
Time out.
Yes.
Right. Santa Claus.
Kids, I've seen kids, and I've worried about it because I brought my niece. The kids don't see the person behind the puppet.
How?
They just, I mean, they see them, but they don't register. They see the puppet, and they're just, like, talking to Elmo. They're talking to Rosita.
So they're
not going
to see fucking some dude smoking a Parliament 100 with his hand up Elmo's asshole.
It's not the 70s. Not anymore, no.
Wait, isn't the guy
holding
who's
Elmo,
Elmo
down?
Like a crackhead? Or
yeah, wasn't he like a pedophile?
He's a pedophile.
God damn it.
Don't get in trouble on this.
No.
I'm not getting you fired, so don't.
No, he was a great person.
He was.
I was his driver. He was a great person.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that bullshit happening. I think it's all bullshit.
You do?
I do.
No shit.
Yeah. He took leave.
Really?
But he's a great guy.
Now they replaced the guy. They replaced Elmo.
Yes.
So there's another guy with that voice somewhere.
There's a couple of people who know how to do all the voices.
This guy.
Every voice.
Yeah.
Up
boy.
Oscar the Grouch is different now, right?
No, it's still Carol Spinney. He's 82. Oh.
Now, Big Bird is the guy.
Big Bird and Oscar are the same person.
Yeah. Big Bird and Oscar. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's an old dude. He's got long hair.
He's 82.
Yeah.
He's great. Carol's great.
Good dude.
Now, because it's such a fascinating thing. And that to get this made, it was very hard to get Sesame Street made, right? Because that's public television.
But Jim Henson was a genius.
But was it public television?
It was, yeah, PBS.
Carol,
it still is.
There he is.
Carol Spinney.
There he is. That's what you don't want your kids to.
It still is.
Is he passed away?
No, he's still with us.
Now, has any of the voices passed away or died?
Yes, a couple. Shit, I'm blanking. Jerry Nelson, who was a count.
Wow.
One.
Oh. Yeah.
Two. Yeah. Three. Yeah. Three.
Who's the original cast? Is it Big Bird?
It was, I think, I can't remember all of them, but I know it was
the count,
Jim
right?
Henson.
Yeah.
Jerry Nelson, yeah. and Carol.
Was Frank Oz on it?
That's
no?
the same thing.
Frank Oz, right.
That's,
right.
Same, that's the same thing yeah. Scopo Frank does after he tells one of his punchlines. One, two, three.
I didn't find
and
that
no
funny.
Ha, ha, ha.
And no ha ha ha.
I didn't find that particularly funny.
You heard the feelings.
So let me ask you a question. This is what's crazy to me about Sesame Street.
Yeah.
This guy, like, okay, if you, my kid will be hanging out.
Yeah.
They'll be talking, blah, blah, blah. As soon as Elmo's voice comes on.
Oh, it's over.
It's almost like a fucking.
Mesmerized.
Yeah.
That's what the court cases say, too.
It's almost
That's the problem.
Dude, it's almost mesmerizing. Yeah. There's something in that voice. There's something that happens in that voice that kids fucking respond to.
He's watched hours of that voice.
Dude, it was when he couldn't even... Back in when he was... When the first time he saw it, it was like, blah, 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 goo, goo, gaga. And then all of a sudden... Hey, I don't even know the voice. What's the voice?
Yeah. It's a high-pitched Baltimore accent.
Stop for 1 second. Please stop for 1 second. What was it?
That was it.
That was it. You that heard was it. I know you heard it.
Do it again.
I can't.
How does it go?
I can't. That's
that's so trippy. I keep looking to Omar and you make the sound.
I'm her human.
Coming out of
her. She's my Muppet.
That's actually the sound her vagina makes when a penis goes in it.
So it's more like
back to Sesame Street.
Yeah. I'm not gonna have a job after this.
No, it's just verbal flop.
No. It's a bolt.
Your pussy sounds like when you're digging for cohogs. You stick your hand in the sand.
What are cohogs?
Yeah.
You know, you should, with that hat and that face, you know what a fucking cohog is?
Look it up.
He really fucking stinks. He's the worst.
Christ.
God forbid. We'd all. What's a cohog? Boom. There's a cohog. We go off for 10 more minutes about fucking cohogs that they look like cocks. But we can't do it because he's worried about his fucking pompadour.
Yep, that's my vagina.
That's a hog.
That's her vagina.
I don't know how to fucking spell it.
He's like cohogs, he's like hogs, co-parenting. he's like.
There you go. Yeah.
Is it like a team of hogs?
Yeah. It's like in Family Guy, the Cohog Clam.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the only time I knew it.
It's a New England thing. It's great.
It's a New England.
So now, how long have you been at Sesame Street?
4 years.
4 years. Yeah. Now, have they ever asked you tomorrow. To fuck?
I'm freelance, so.
Yeah.
It's like 3 months out of the year.
I know, God forbid. But that's why I'm protecting you from saying
that.
Dude,
I don't care. I'm freelance.
Yeah, you do. You do care.
No, don't. You didn't say anything.
I care.
They like me over there. I don't know why, but they like me.
I'm not fucking up my Sesame Street hookup because of this shit.
You still got my wife. I'm sure she likes you more than.
So let me ask you a question. So you work there. Now, did they ever ask you to like jump in the Snuffleupagus suit?
No.
Did they ever ask you to do Big Bert?
No.
So is there a
Big Bert?
What was that? What was that?
Big Bert?
Was he a lone shark now? Big Bert?
Big Bert.
Yo, Big Bert.
Big Bert.
Big Bert, I mean.
Yeah. He gave him shit for Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
Big Bird is a much better character.
Big Bird.
Right?
Yeah, Big Bird.
Big
is a
Bird
badass.
Is a bookie that you know.
You don't want to cross Big Bird. Yeah.
Don't fuck with Big Bird.
Yeah.
He's the one taking the kids off the street.
You can't fucking even slip a second of this fucking show. God, you fucking cunts. Listen.
No. Those guys have been training for years and shit.
So is the guy who does Big Bird, is it the old guy? The voice, is he in the suit too?
Yeah.
No. So he gets in that fucking thing.
It's a big fucking thing, yeah.
He's mic'd.
Yeah,
inside,
the headset.
On the headset,
right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
There's a headset.
He has a headset on.
It goes around their head and it pokes down a little bit.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man. Really?
What's going on and off today?
Yeah. The fucking building was built.
You know what it is?
It's
the power of Sesame Street. They're really
Jim Henson, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
This is a heavy show. This is a really heavy show.
Serious shit.
It's a heavy show. You're right. Goddamn right. You stop eating fucking potatoes.
Exclusively.
So, fucking such a Canadian. You're dying to use a big word.
You think he's
exclusively. He does. He really
does. He's better than
Phil. No, absolutely.
Fucking
Phil.
I just hope that all of these lights are still on, but like a polling place up the block totally goes dead and no one can vote. I think that would be
for
great.
Bernie. No
you
one
know,
can
for
vote
anybody.
For Bernie.
For anybody.
You guys know who you're voting for besides Phil? Because you
voted
can't vote.
This is what I did instead of voting today. So.
I voted already.
You did?
Really?
What did
you vote for?
I voted for Hillary. Because I'm old, 30 years old. I'm not a.
Why? Who'd
I'm
you
not
vote
a young
for?
Kid.
I'm actually registered Republican because I voted for Ron
fucking
Paul
guy.
Last time around. Ron Paul, he's not bad. But I'm going to vote for Kasich, I think, for that reason.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
You'd vote for Kasich.
Yeah. Kasich's a good choice.
You know, like, you're
Kasich.
Brown, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're a Republican.
But I went to private school, so it was kind of like a...
Jesus Christ.
It washes it out.
Yeah, yeah.
How the fuck did you wind up here if you went
Dude,
to private school?
Seriously.
Opportunity meets unfortunate coincidence.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm the one that used the big words, right? Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Opportunity is a big word.
You didn't vote.
I didn't, I'm a registered Republican. I want Trump to win. So
you do?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I do.
You know, you don't.
Honestly, I do. I do.
Why?
I do. Because he's the biggest threat to the power structure in this country. He's... The Republicans and Democrats are in an absolute panic. The RNC, the DNC, the Koch brothers, the big money that owns and controls this country is literally in an absolute panic. He's the only candidate that scares them. Hillary does not. She plays ball. She has
You don't think
years.
Bernie scares him?
I think no, he does, Bernie but he's not going to get in. I like Bernie,
I don't think
too.
Bernie scares anybody.
Bernie doesn't scare anybody. No. Trump is, and I don't agree with everything he says. I don't think he's serious about deporting people. I don't think he's serious about
no,
all those
I don't
things.
Think so either.
But I want to see these big
think-
money guys. That own this country.
I think
country.
He's totally
I
serious. As the only
serious.
Brown voice in his room, I think he's
not.
Totally serious. He
he's
scares
not
the
serious.
Shit out of me.
He's not serious.
No, it's
Absolutely.
All to win.
Hang
no,
on.
No, it's all
Guys.
To win, dude.
All right, listen.
So well, Hillary, if you're a brown guy,
sorry,
he's,
you're
he's
brown
pandering.
Too. Sorry,
to
I forgot about you.
I mean, right. So he's pandering, but he's gonna he knows how to win. It's an elected. It's a strategy to win. Hillary Clinton's done all kinds of things that have impacted black and Spanish people negatively, including mass incarceration. She was part of a very controversial crime bill. She's an interventionist. She wants
her
to
husband.
Go and,
it's her husband's bill.
It's
her, not
you
hers.
Know for a fact
she was
that
the
Hillary,
first lady. She had no power.
Okay, you can say so, that. Did she have power when she was Secretary of State and going to Libya, going to Syria? She voted for the
it
Iraq
was Obama's
war,
last call.
But she's an interventionist.
But it wasn't hers.
This is an interventionist.
She goes, here's what we should do. He says, okay or no.
But she isn't in her foreign policy is hawkish. She's an interventionist. Trump has said this country does not need to be solving problems overseas. Again, Trump has said some disgusting things. I'm not going to defend
the
all of them.
Country in the
he
world.
Said you're fired.
We have to help.
We have to help, but that's George Bush's argument. I disagree with it. I disagree with Hillary Clinton.
Hang on one
Sophie
second.
Bush.
Okay. I'm going to put an end to all this.
Yeah.
Scopo, what do you think? Hang on, go ahead.
He's my go-to, too.
No, I don't vote.
He's
there we go.
Burning.
There you go.
I don't vote. No, it's
why
stu-
don't you vote?
Because it's stupid. It's,
I don't
there's
vote
no.
Either.
Wait a minute. What?
It is.
I respect him more
no,
than you now.
No, but, all right. Doesn't matter. I live in a New York State. Democrats always win every time. My one vote means absolute shit because a delegate. It doesn't even go to the fucking the pot. All right, Gore should have won the election in 2000 because more people voted for him, but they went to the House and the House won.
Here's my
That's
problem with the Bernie Sanders.
Hang on one second.
Yeah.
Who taught you that? Where
educated.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. I did.
And you repeated it.
Guy in a pizzeria.
Educated.
Guy in a pizzeria in Whitestone.
It was actually Tim. I'll just read it.
The thing is, that Gore should have won.
Gore should have won because it is the popular pepperoni. Yeah.
It was
pepperoni.
Bernie and artichoke pizza.
My problem with the Bernie people is they're all excited, but when Bernie's out of the race, are they going to sustain a political movement? Are they going to do anything?
No.
He's a pragmatist. I respect that. I'm just saying I would love to see a little panic. Because I think it's great, and I think Trump's panic. I think
did you
great.
See the guy? I forget. I don't know his name. He had a rant on Facebook today where he was like, "You know, you're both." He flipped out on both parties.
Yeah,
you and you.
Yeah,
because
I love that we are both parties.
Well, I mean,
you work at Sesame Street,
speak
and you
for Democrats, yeah, and clearly, yeah.
Well, you seriously, people think that Hillary. First of all. Hillary is a fucking disaster, and Trump, you know, ripping
right.
it all down.
Listen, they're all
ripping
they're all,
it all
right.
down is not the way to go either.
Probably not.
All five of them are disasters, but
it's you know where there's literally big money.
Yeah.
He's basically saying that big money found is siphoning every penny out of this country that it can possibly.
I agree. I
suck
agree
100%. And by ripping it all down is going to fucking fuck it up even worse.
Well,
by putting Hillary. In office, she is big money.
So what's his solution? What's this guy's rant on Facebook? What does he say?
He didn't say who to pick. I swear to God.
But
it
isn't
was
that
weird
great?
That
it's these people suck. And
well, there's nobody, because we only have two parties. That's
but
it.
Here's what I think about
this.
This is why
to
Trump
pick.
Is interesting. If he gets elected, which he may
you
not.
You have the same hair?
If he gets elected, one, I can play him in a biopic.
And you have the same skin
we
tone?
Have the same
That's
skin
all he
tone.
Wants to do is
That's
play
all
him
I
in the
do.
Movie.
He, Trump will come as close as anyone we've seen in our time to kind of almost dissolving the two-party system because all of the Republican power brokers, all of the think tanks, all of these guys, all of the pollsters, they will be invalidated immediately upon his election. Uh-huh. The entire apparatus of the party will not matter so much on the national level. It will still be there on the state level. So it'll be an interest. It's an interesting. It's a very interesting election. Whether you hate it or love it, it's a very interesting
what about,
election.
What about he wouldn't denounce David Duke's endorsement?
Yeah. Well, he here's the thing. It's
so
a,
David
it's
Duke is a huge racist. Everyone knows about him. And he, Trump, who has referenced him before,
I think Trump,
said that he'd never
Trump
heard of him before.
But Trump has denounced him. I think supposedly.
Yeah, it took him like 48 hours because people are like, you're fucking crazy.
No, he did earlier.
He did earlier.
That Thursday he did. And then on Sunday they asked him
And then
him
they
again,
asked him that question. And he said his microphone was coming in and out in that interview.
He was repeating the word David Duke. They're like, he's like, I don't know about David Duke.
I don't think he needs David Duke to win. I think he was 30.
He was going, I don't know.
But Phil, you're a smart guy. He's 25 points ahead. Why does he need a David Duke? Why does he need... No, like, those guys are voting for him anyway.
No, I'm not saying he did it. Yeah. I'm just asking you as someone who supports... That's just a question that I would have for anyone. I see what you're saying.
Well, I don't support David Duke.
No, you support Trump.
David
you just
Duke?
Yelled for
you
10 minutes
David
about
Duke?
Trump.
I said, I don't support
that's
David
Duke. That's weird that you support
yes,
David
that's
Duke.
That's right.
I gotta go. No, but why do you think he would... I'm just curious why he would do that.
Because he had a microphone issue. This is what his story is. He was on a show. He couldn't hear. It was coming in and out. They were asking
yeah, but
about.
You don't believe that, though.
No, I do. I don't.
But he was repeating. He's like, I can't endorse David Duke because
no,
I don't know anything about him.
No,
so he was repeating the question.
There's no logical reason for him to back down. I don't think Trump was in the Klan. Everybody, I mean, this is an insane thing. The idea that Trump's like a white supremacist, that's insane. I don't believe that. Neither does anyone else in this room believe that. I think people.
But he is doing stupid shit.
And he's appealing
he's
to those people.
Things.
He's
Bernie
appealing
Sanders
to those
is saying,
people.
I'm going to break up the banks without any plan to do it.
Right.
It's illogical. It's not going to happen. He doesn't know if the Fed even has the authority to do it. He's saying crazy things, and all his supporters are in Washington Square Park
yeah,
getting
they're
high talking
too.
About. Well, that's my thing, and I'm not saying Trump is a good guy, and I'm not saying I like. I thought Jeb Bush was an articulate, smart guy. I liked him.
He was
you
sad,
know?
Dude. He
but
sad.
It was a sad thing. But at the end of the day, if you don't like the Cokes, if you don't like big money, and I think the game is so rigged that I think a Trump candidacy would be very interesting.
You don't think that a money man like Trump, once he gets in there, is going to make those connections with those people, the Wall,
no,
the Walmart family?
No.
You don't think he's going to make these and make more and more
Absolutely.
Money?
No, because he's going to have to.
He's all about money.
He's about power, and he's got people behind him. He's going to try to do things like renegotiate trade deals. Nobody's talked about doing that. I think that, except Bernie, I'll give him the credit. I think it would be interesting. All of these guys they don't like Trump. Trump is very unpredictable. And again, could that happen? Absolutely, Bobby.
He's a megalomaniac.
What about his foreign policy?
Who is not a megalomaniac?
Hillary is that. Let's not.
Hillary
Clinton is not a fucking angel.
I didn't say she was.
What about his foreign policy?
She is evil.
Trump's foreign policy is a lot more in line with most Americans than Hillary's.
Hang on.
He wants.
1 second. We're talking to this fucking cocksucker with his. With his mayor. What the fuck do they know about? They let that guy run around doing crack and pushing old ladies over.
Trump does not want to be involved in overseas issues in the way that the Bush administration was and Hillary was. Whether his immigration policy, whether he follows, he's not deporting people. But again, a wall on the border, I don't know anything about walls. I don't know if it would be. I think our border policy now is a problem.
I have another role for you.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Political pundit.
Political pundit.
But here's the deal.
Fox
this
News.
Cocksucker,
Fox News political pundit.
He could
pundit.
Be on. He,
but I think.
He goes on and he goes on.
Hang
right.
on a second. I was going to have you on, but you folded in 2 seconds. What? Once he started over raspy talking over you.
Did he out
Yeah,
you
think folded. He folded. I don't think he folded.
I was listening to him.
Yeah, I know, but
I
was using my ears.
But here's the deal. I spent time with comics. All my comic friends are all crazy liberal guys. I'm the only gay dude who will come out and say, well, wait a minute. Let's look at the other side and just say if they have a few. I don't think Trump is a great choice, but I'm just saying this is a very interesting moment in.
But there's a lot of gay guys that are voting for fucking Trump.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
he's a liberal Republican in the sense that he's not. Ted Cruz is a Christian right fundamentalist guy.
Yeah.
Socially, Trump is liberal.
Yeah. And
he's
pro-choice. I don't want anyone deported. I think that's
now,
disgusting.
Are you pro-Trump too?
No, I'm not.
Are you a Republican?
Am I? No, I'm not a Republican.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Hillary is just the
what
same.
What do you think, Bobby?
Oh, look, Hillary's. I was very interested in Bernie Sanders. But it's not going to happen.
I do agree. He does have some dumb ideas. He has some college and healthcare ideas.
Of course, but he's not. But that, like,
it's a good idea.
Like
Obama,
not the same thing as Trump.
It's not
going to
happen. But
Burn.
He would have
like Trump. Yeah.
He would have made moves. Against the establishment for things like that.
100%.
Okay?
Sure.
So we would have been closer. I mean, you know, Obamacare fucking blows. Okay?
Right.
I'm on it. My regular... For Max, Obamacare was amazing.
Yeah.
Everything was covered. But we got fucked. Now that we're on my SAG, Max's sucks. and mine is better.
Right.
So it's a weird. It's
like a flip flop. Yeah.
It's fucking weird. But I think if Bernie got in, he would have made some moves. As opposed, Hillary's
going to
Hillary's going to step in and just right where Obama left off.
Yeah.
Sit the fuck down. Yeah. And do,
Hillary's not going to be hard.
You know what? Here's I'll tell you what Hillary
started.
I'm
going to
tell you. I'm going to tell you what Hillary's going to do. Hillary's going to fucking be a great ex-president.
Oh yeah, but
that's all these fucking people.
The bottom line is they can't do much when they're president anyway.
Right.
The second thing is this:
is a very good
Trump,
point.
Even though he doesn't want to get involved in other countries, will always be involved in other countries. We're the police of the world. We're
we
always
have
be involved
to.
In other
yeah,
countries.
But again,
he has the power to pull us back from anything, dude.
Yes, he does.
How
is that gonna happen?
But see, you guys,
we're in NATO. We have to help other countries.
He's questioned the need for that.
I wholeheartedly believe that when you when you become president, they sit you down in a room and they go, "Listen, this is the deal."
Okay,
and then you go,
listen,
"Oh shit, okay."
So that's
you're
what we're all talking about anyway.
Yeah,
you're at the end of the day,
you're a figurehead.
And I'm sure he is a figurehead.
You know what
extent.
You know what the fucking most important thing is?
Yeah.
Can I go to Sesame Street?
I thought I was coming here to talk dick jokes. We're talking about some serious shit. Yeah, you can come whenever you want.
Right,
I told
I'm
you
come
that
Thursday.
Yeah.
That's my world.
And we'll
world.
Continue this discussion.
I'm worried about my lawn and my fucking kid.
Yeah, gotcha.
And my wife. That's all I give a fuck about.
Do you like the toys?
I fucking love the toys, good. Buddy. All right, good. Let's wrap this up. Go Trump, by the way.
Go Trump.
If nothing else you got from this podcast,
and
go Trump.
A hair tattoo.
Well, let's go to the chat room real quick, and I'm going to wrap this up one by one by one. Ready?
Yeah, sure.
What do you got, Deeps?
Fred Grass says, 3 pallbearers.
All right.
What's that from?
I don't know.
I think the Chris Scobo joke
counts.
Reference.
It's a Chris Scobo joke
because that guy died.
You know, I didn't know.
Or is it we're fat or we're going to die? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I wasn't sure what the joke
was. There's so many avenues.
So much to explore.
God, what else you got?
Someone just tweeted that Conor McGregor just retired.
What?
Wow, is that true?
I don't know. Chris goes, what? Literally a fucking computer in front of him.
What?
He goes, what?
Yeah.
Like
what?
Like, out of the... Yeah, but you,
yeah,
I'm going to look for it.
Yeah, but I
didn't say that.
The keyword is coming next to you from now on.
Still trying to see how dangerous Colombia is.
But you don't go, what? You just go,
okay.
Let me go find out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't go, what? Like someone's going to tell you.
He's Italian. He thinks out loud.
Oh, he's a dumb.
It's going to be my job from now on.
Yes. It should have been your fucking job.
I know. I got to
sit there.
He
sits there.
Can I fucking get it right now?
You
Conor McGregor tweets, I have decided to retire young.
That's crazy. Didn't he just lose?
He's not retiring.
Yes. It says it right there. That's ESPN.
I can't see.
Yeah, that is ESPN.
Something happened. Can we play that audio?
Wow. Yeah, that'll play back.
On here?
I can't see because
Bobby's
13
and 14. Turn it off.
Well, as of right now, it's all speculation.
Is that coming through?
Yeah,
it's coming through.
Possibly mean, and there's really a few theories.
He might mean.
This is just some long blog.
Like. If Conor McGregor were retiring, which it would be obviously a very puzzling time for him to retire, he is at the absolute pinnacle of not only his career, but really any combat sports athlete we've seen with the UFC, just in terms of the leverage he has, his ability to make money and sell pay-per-views. He's supposed to be headlining UFC 200 against Nate Diaz. So this would be a peculiar time for him to retire. It'd also be a peculiar way for him to retire. If I know anything about Conor McGregor, announcing the end of his career, I don't think he'd do it with just a quick line on Twitter. So what could this possibly mean? Well, he was in attendance at an event in Ireland this month where a 28-year-old Portugal fighter suffered injuries in the cage and then died days later. So you never know exactly how somebody in Conor McGregor's position is going to react to that. So if he does retire, I think that would probably have something to do with it. He's also, as I mentioned, supposed to headline UFC 200. It's a major event. And maybe he's thinking that the UFC is not paying him enough to headline that event. And so if I was going to try to get more money from the UFC, I would potentially tweet, you know what, I'm just not going to compete at UFC 200. You can have it without me. So that's always a possibility. But right now, it is all speculation. Which
he's not retiring.
Maybe is what Conor McGregor
wants. He means
he's not retiring. This is a fucking dumb thing.
Yeah, it's like
we just got sucked into it.
What's thanks for the cheese?
Thanks for the money.
Oh.
What'd you say?
It says thanks for the cheese.
Yeah, the money.
Catch y'all's later.
Thanks for the
That's
money.
That's what Conor McGregor said?
Yeah.
Oh, he's probably drunk.
Yeah, he might be. I bet he's
Let's
a little
not forget
fucking.
It's Conor McGregor.
That's why fucking Twitter stinks. You get these guys who you really love and respect, and then you hear
like
too
shit.
Much out of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking hear him fucking bantering on Twitter.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Go fight.
Right.
That was the one in New York, right? The 200? Wasn't that one in the...
No. No, no, I don't think 200's in New York.
No?
I don't know. Look it up.
I'm sitting in front of
him. I mean, I don't care. Do you understand where my rage comes from?
Yeah.
He's in front.
Well, if he did that, he'd be like,
it's a magic machine! It's a fucking magic machine!
He'd be on the computer the whole time if he
did that. Yes, that's the fucking point!
I think that's why he's supposed to be here.
Count how many words he said!
Can someone make a Scopo Googling montage on YouTube?
It would just be my arm reaching over every time.
What? Or just like, I got it.
It's in Vegas?
When?
July 9th.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Yeah,
so it's not
that.
The New York.
It's not New York.
So much money.
What else you got in there?
That was actually the last thing we have. Chat was a little light in the second half, but people are watching.
All right, cool.
Because we got real.
All right, man. Listen, because we got real, son. Omar,
Omar, what you... Sesame Street.
What do you got besides tits? Well, it's not
slap
funny.
In the face.
No,
it's
was...
not funny when it's a chubby... when he's. Fuck you, tits.
That's mean.
All right, I'm sorry. I should have held it for you. Or him, or myself.
You say pecs for me.
Yeah. You don't have pecs, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Dude, you have...
He's got nipples.
I'm ripped. Yeah.
He just made a skinny joke.
Yeah.
Oh, was that a joke?
What was that?
It's your thing.
See, you don't want him on the computer the whole time.
He's going to fuck it up.
What's going on? He's Googling you.
I got it.
You.
Don't worry.
Hey, listen to me. What do you got besides cute rosy cheeks?
Aw.
You're adorable. What do you got, buddy? Thanks for coming on, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man.
I don't have anything coming up. Busy working, but you can check my Facebook, facebook.com/thehugeactor.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Huge Actor. And what are you on? You're on Instagram. Big Papa.
Big Papa Swift.
Big.
BigPoppaSwift.
All right. You come
Remember
back.
Remember when you saw me once on the thing?
I did. I saw him on the street, and I tweeted him, and he was like, I was like, I just saw you on the street, and Sean was like, cool.
What else was I supposed to say? Yeah.
He was like, I took a picture of him and sent it to him. He was like, cool.
All right, man. Well, listen, man, I'll probably see you on set again, maybe.
No, I'm done with you guys.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Oh,
there's only so much I could look at you mean. I think I'm done.
All right, they had well, I guess
if you have me back, you have that power.
I've got my power, but
I think you do.
I would definitely have you back. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks
and
for having
we'll
me.
Definitely have you back on again. All right, brother?
Sure. Thank you.
And I'll see you at Sesame Street maybe this week.
I'll text you.
All right, brother. What do you got, Shawnee?
I have a Twitter. It's at ShawneeTime. It's SeanyTime. Bobby loves that name. And I also have a podcast with Dan St. Germain called My Dumb Friends. It's on the All Things Comedy Podcast Network.
I don't like being on it because of the name.
Why? Are that insulted, Mike? You take it all day, and that fucks you up?
Huh?
You take shit all day on your podcast, and the name of the podcast?
I literally
didn't you
even
did the podcast,
you.
And it was great. We just had technical issues when you did it.
Oh, dude, oh my God. We're at the stand, and the fucking speaker's blown. Oh, so it's coming out of the speaker.
Take this out there, huh?
It was bad.
And I'm looking around at every employee there. Not one person's moving to fix it. If that was the cellar, there'd be fucking 9 Mexicans hanging from the ceiling. Yeah. And Liz going, get it done!
Oh, and then I'll be at Moon Tower this weekend, and then I'm going
Great
to
festival.
Florida.
Fun,
next
buddy.
Month.
We were there a lot together last year.
Yeah,
Bobby
son.
And I.
Yeah, me and Philly.
Look at that. He's just a smarmy face, doesn't he? Look at his face.
Look at his
face.
I'm not wearing a captain's hat.
Neither is he, though. He took it off again.
An admiral?
Let's see what you look
there
like.
There we go. Put it on.
Can you put it on for a second?
I'll tell you.
You actually, he'll look good in the hat, too, actually.
You know what he looks like? He looks like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
Wow, Bobby.
At the end of it.
On election day of all days.
A great fucking age joke and nobody laughs.
Sean laughed. He's homophobic.
Matt, he was real thin at that point. Nice talking to you. All right. What, AIDS isn't funny anymore? Yeah, because they die. Listen. Whatever. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So you're done. You got nothing.
I just said three things.
Nothing.
Wow. Yeah, well, I mean, it's
my
whatever.
Twitter, my podcast.
Well, you got
I'm
dates.
I'm be on the road. Yeah, I'm gonna be in Moon Tower, and then next month I'll be in Florida. I'll be in Side Splitters in Florida.
Phil, what do you got besides a cunty disposition?
Why glossing over,
John? This would be a good experience for you. This is a clinic on how to plug things.
Yo,
damn, son.
Yo, Phil,
I hope your movie bombs.
I have a...
oh, it's got a...
More jealousy. It's more jealous. It's because this never character ending of yours failed. I have Twitter and Instagram, Phil M. Hanley. I have a new Snapchat. That's Phil Seacrest.
I don't get
show business. Phil Seacrest. It's yeah,
like Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, Ryan.
I get it.
But
I
less
get
funny.
It.
Yeah.
Actually, more funny.
It's Ryan less pigment.
Pale Ryan Seacrest.
I will be. Sean, this is the part.
If Ryan Seacrest was stranded on an island, the day we found him, he got a Snapchat. I must rip my mouth. Go ahead.
Guys, I take my plugs really seriously. I will be at Dr. Grimm's in Grand Rapids on May 9th.
What is it called?
Dr. Grins.
Dr. Grins. Oh, they changed it. Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids, Michigan on May 19th
What
and
is 21st. Up with this club? Everybody's working there.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's some of the top names. And I mean,
clearly.
Yeah, and I'll be at Crackers in Indianapolis.
I'll be there too.
Hey, you had your chance, Sean.
I'm going to be in Bloomington as well.
Oh.
And May 19th and 20th.
He's all up in your plug.
You know what?
Holy shit.
So, I'm sorry.
If you guys want to book me,
you know what? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize. No.
He's like a psychic. He remembers shit as you talk.
Yeah.
I'm just messing with you.
Okay. What do you got, Phil?
Yeah, so I got dates. I could go on and on.
So many dates.
But I'll just do Dr. Grins on May 19th to the 21st.
Yeah.
And then Crackers, Indianapolis.
Talking to the mic, you fuck.
August 17th to 20th. And I'd also like to say last night had probably the greatest sleep of my life on Casper mattresses. So I'd also like to plug that.
Oh, good.
Very nice. Yeah.
And did you use the code word dude when you bought it?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
And what'd you get off? $50?
I got $50 off, which, I mean, obviously went right to charity because
it's
not.
Well,
yeah.
What am I going to do with $50?
What do you got, buddy?
Oh. Friday, Saturday.
Would you
do that? I do not have a Casper mattress.
Get one.
I should. I'm going to.
They're cheap.
I'm going to use the code word dude.
They're unbelievable.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Friday and Saturday, I'm at the Stand Comedy Club. Very fun. I have a podcast with Mike Racine.
What's
called
it called?
Stewed. It's all about food.
Really?
Yeah, on Cave Comedy
I'd
Radio.
I'd love to come on there.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
When is it taped?
We tape it like once a week.
Where?
We do a few episodes. Creek of the Cave in Queens. You're not going to come to Queens.
I would.
Would you?
I love Creek.
We talk all
I
about
love
food.
Rebecca.
Yeah, it's great. We love it.
Is
we have
she
a great
there?
Time. She's there.
Can we eat at the Mexican place?
We can do whatever you want.
I love that place.
We'd love to have you come.
Get my number before you leave.
Yeah, check
we'll
out
Stude.
And then me and Mike are going to be at the Valley Forge Casino on May 13th.
Where is that?
I think Pennsylvania. Valley Forge,
no,
right?
It's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. So there you
all right,
go.
Great. What do you
Tim J. Dillon on Twitter and Instagram.
You got a website?
We're going to do Twitter, Instagram. Tim Dillon Talks on Tumblr.
How funny is Trump that he took...
That's hilarious.
Jeb Bush's
website. Yeah,
because it was up and he didn't pay it. He bought it and put it. So when you went to it, it went to Trump.com.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So he actually did that.
He did that. And here's the fucking great.
He's the first roast battle president.
He really is.
It almost makes you want to see it. Just in our lifetime to see this fucking debacle.
I don't want to see Terry Crews be president.
Who?
Terry Crews. It's like Idiocracy. It's exactly what it would be
like. Oh, God.
The Old Spice.
It would be.
Could be a lot of fun.
The first president on Howard Stern.
Right.
How great would that be?
It'd be amazing.
He would go on Howard fucking Stern.
Yeah.
And Stern would be. Stern said it. He goes, first lady I get to jerk off to.
Right.
I never thought of that. Maybe
Michelle's
I will vote
hot,
Trump.
Dude.
That's pretty big.
Yeah,
and
that
his
is.
Son, his son fly fishes. God.
I'm going fly fishing, that. Bobby.
You what?
I'm going fly fishing.
When?
In June.
Where?
In British Columbia.
Oh, shit. Really? Yeah. So I can't go.
No, but in my head, I got invited. I was like, oh, you know what? If I enjoy this, Bobby and I
if you like it, I will take you up to Roscoe. We'll go.
Oh, it'll be wicked.
How's
that'd be
that?
Awesome. All right. Let's do it.
Don't use the word wicked if we go, though.
Are you serious?
Deepu, what do you got?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu, and I'm around. I'm going to be voting today for Kasich. Or, I'm going to pencil you in, I think. I'm going to vote for you.
I'm going to vote for you.
All right.
Can I vote for you?
Yeah, you can just write whoever you want in there.
All right. I'll vote for you. You vote for me.
Cool, thanks.
And you're going to have the list. We're going to start doing live shows.
You mean the computer?
So you're going to get the computer by Friday, right?
I mean, we're going to order the parts, and then I'll spend a weekend building it, and then we'll put it in there.
We'll get it in.
Yeah.
We're going to fucking kill it over there.
Yeah, dude.
Nice. And Scopo, what do you got besides gorgeous hair and a fat ass?
That's
and
pretty much it.
Three brain cells. Shit, basically. I'm kidding. I apologize. You're very smart. I'm going to tell you what you're smart
in. Don't say very smart.
You know what you're smart in?
Lifting things? No.
Putting them back there.
You have a huge heart. And you're loyal.
I am.
You're loyal, you're a huge heart, and you have fucking integrity.
It counts for a lot.
It's like Luca Brasi.
He is. He's like...
It counts for a lot.
You are. I wish you had the same ending as fucking Luca Brasi, too.
It was so beautiful. Why'd you have to ruin it with that?
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
Scopo sleeping with the fishes.
Oh, fuck. What have we got besides pregnant lady arms?
He's fucking buff.
I'm at the brokerage this Thursday.
Woo-wee. They love you over there, huh?
They do. Like,
we
Jimmy's.
Tear it up.
Yeah.
Scobo, yeah.
What is Thursday? What is Thursday?
It's the fundraiser. Thursday, Sundays, fundraisers.
Yeah.
Every Thursday, Sunday, yeah, we do a fundraiser?
Really? Yeah.
How do you. Can I just
so
say
if you
something?
Want Seaford Cheerleading to get some equipment and you want to see me and Scopo, get on down there. That's
get on
it.
Down.
How do you fundraiser every Thursday?
They do it every
lot
week.
Of people in Long Island.
No, they pack it out.
They pack
because,
it out.
Because Long Island's a miserable place.
And it's always, it's always two ridiculous things. It's like Seaford Lacrosse and Brain Cancer. And it's like, it's like it's brain cancer and then fucking raising money for cleats for the East Meadow. Yeah.
How do you divvy that up?
Yeah, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, obviously you get most of the money to see for the cross.
Yeah.
You buy fucking two cleats and a fucking
dude,
gauze.
You gotta see the baskets they give away at the fundraisers. They're like, and now coming up we have movie tickets. And it's just tickets to fucking movies. And
in
then
a basket, do they actually put them in a basket?
Oh, they put them in a basket. Nice. Yeah.
And then they'll be like, and now we're awarding the Italian basket, and it's just a basket with meat in it.
Wine.
Yeah.
They have the lottery ticket basket too.
The lottery ticket just scratch off the basket.
I gotta love those guys. All right, what else you got?
Next Saturday, I'll be with Andrew Schultz in Westfield, Massachusetts. Somewhere.
You seem like a hotel, like a Red Roof.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Be fun. And that's all I got. And then you got your show April 23rd, 2016.
What about, I'm going to go to my sweetie pie first.
Our sweetie pie. Okay.
Our sweetie pie.
Thanks, Phil.
Hey, you have a girlfriend, right?
It's casual.
I could be everyone's sweetie.
How many stickers did you put?
My God. A lot. Now, if you go on Route 80, your face is all over Route 80.
Did you take photos, though?
Yeah, I got them all.
Are you going to start posting them?
Yeah.
Now, listen, we got the stickers. I got some in my bag. I'm going to
give
you
more.
I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you all you can take.
Okay.
God, I'll say. You're so lucky I'm not fucking...
Running for president?
That was pretty funny. I got more stickers we're going to give out. I got a ton more. We got to get them all here.
Yeah.
Okay? I got to get them all. I keep forgetting to bring them all.
Yeah, because we got to have them.
So what do you got?
All right,
going
so it's at Lauren Kubera at Twitter and Instagram. If you want to come onto the show as a fan,
as a guest,
email me at ykwdproducer@rycast.com.
And if you want to send something,
yeah.
All the stuff behind me right here, all this beautiful little cool stuff.
Oh, by the way, we're gonna get something from Comedy on State. By the way,
what?
No, Lisa Traeger's there. She texted me the other night. They drew something, a picture of you, I think, and they're going to send it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, well, anything you guys, all this stuff is from fans. You guys want to send it to us, we put it up behind you. We rearrange it every once in a while. We give the software. Of course, we have the Patrice O'Neill hat behind me. All this stuff is, this is my comedy award. These are from fans. All this stuff is from you guys. We keep it all because we fucking love you guys. And if you want to send us something, what's the address?
117 McDougal Street, 10012, care of either Robert Kelly or YKWD Podcast.
I got this the other day. God damn it, man.
Yeah. That guy gave it. Yeah, it was so nice.
Beautiful. What a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name again?
Holy shit.
I want to say Joe.
That's great.
Well, say it.
I want to say Joe.
I'm not sure.
Human.
So he was a great guy.
Great guy, Joe.
Joe, he was fucking great, man. They both were great. I saw that kid. So if you want to come down or send something, there you go. What else do we got?
Also, I just want to repeat May 22nd at New York City Podfest at the Cake Shop.
Oh, my God. That's going to be fun. Live with the original crew and a special guest.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fucking blast. We're going to start doing live shows. We're going to do the Riotcast shows live over at the Village Underground Lounge upstairs, which is going to be great. We're going to start doing live podcasting as like comedy shows, because I think these are, we every time we do, we have a fucking good time. So
I heard the last one was great.
It's fucking, anytime we've done it, it's been a blast. And the last time we did it in the lounge, Deepu was up in the fucking room running the show. Yeah. We all, you know, he, everybody was doing their thing. Mm-hmm. We had the cameras set up. Now we got two cameras we're hooking up. Yeah. Deepu's again fucking doing his thing, hooking up a monster thing over there. So we're going to have two cameras with how many shots in each?
Well, they're mobile. They're like basically an infinite number of shots because they're all like you can do multiple angles in each one. So
we're gonna, it's gonna be a blast.
Cool. So he's a real IT guy, that's what you say. Yeah, you play IT in the movie, but he's also an IT guy.
I'll tell you right now,
a cunty cabby, slumdog millionaire, I can do all that shit.
Meter maid.
Meter maid. I almost was that. Anyway.
You're close. we also have to, speaking of him being a meter man, we have donations. A donation button, you want to hit that, donate anything to the show. We're also, if you've noticed, a lot of the shows are disappearing. The back shows, right?
The archives?
The archives are gone off of iTunes and off of YouTube. We're initiating, coming up very shortly, a subscription-based service. Show will always be free, the latest 10. You don't have to worry about it. But the other shows, the what is it called again?
Archives.
will be behind the paywall. Yeah. Very cheap, a couple bucks a month. But we, you know, like I said before, we put a lot of work into the show, into the studio, into the network, especially these guys next to me. And it's time to start giving them some money. And it's up to you fans. So I'm putting that on you. We do this every week. How many episodes? Over 300.
Yeah.
Over 300 fucking episodes. We've showed up here and given you guys laughs and the comics. And if we can start getting a subscription, I can start giving a little money away to people that show up here and do the show, like these fucks, which would be nice. And these people next to me that make all of it possible. Of course, I'm the brains behind the operation. If it wasn't for me, none of this would be possible. And I've literally brought most of you on my coattails and shined the light on you and given you the success that you
we're not getting
fucking
paid?
No, you're
I
not.
I thought, you gotta talk to Sag about that.
Yeah, you're getting paid in water and fucking water. But anyways, that's coming out. So that's why they're disappearing. We're going to be unveiling that. You guys are the best fans ever. Thanks for listening to the You Know What Dude podcast.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.